So it's been a year?
Well, it'll be, I looked because it'll be a year in like, I think 2 weeks or something like that. It was February last year that basically it was like, I found out. Close enough.
What's new, Brent? You got anything? What's cooking over there? In the past year, what did you go? Grow a mustache? Anything?
No, not a lot, honestly.
You just had a wasted year? You didn't do shit?
Yeah, pretty much.
Jesus Christ.
Pretty much. Cinema Chat's ending this year.
Yeah. Well,
I meant to ask you guys about that.
10 years.
Oh, my
God. Yeah. I said, I don't want to do this anymore.
We're going to get to 10 years.
I don't want to be around anymore.
10 years.
Yeah. 10 years, no weeks missed.
Wow.
That's impressive.
I'll be consistent.
That's impressive.
We can't do it anymore.
What's the, when is the last day? I might come to that.
He's gonna come celebrate.
Celebrate. Shit.
Dalton's been calling it for like 6 months.
We're supposed to be done at the end of the year, but
May 26th.
Turned out it's got a big party in his house and shit. Saturday, February 8th, 2025 at 7:48 p.m. This is show number 714. This is the Vent Chat Show.
It's a Vent Chat Show.
Good Lord. Welcome back, everyone. My name's Turdhead. With me, as usual, is Fen, Big Jerk, Esta, Sauce, and those guys from the Cinema Chat podcast, Brent and Andy. How's everyone doing?
Good. Doing well.
Thanks.
Terrible, frankly.
Well done, sir.
No, better now. Hi, everybody. Yeah, there wasn't enough discussion about who's doing intros, I guess. But Turdat technically did them, so thank you for that.
What do you mean technically?
Well, you did them.
Yeah, I did
them. Off the cuff.
Not technically.
Yeah, you did them. They've been...
not bad for little warning.
Yeah, bad. I mean, you know, if it's pass-fail, you gotta pass. That's how that... You know, you've completed the objective. Right. I wanted yeah?
Well, what is it? Well, fucking 2 minutes to midnight, dude. What do you call that?
Satisfactory. Like
the bomb's about to blow up and I fucking wired it.
My final answer was like, I don't know if you or Andy are going to do it, but you got 1 minute to figure it out and I'm going to play the song. And
I knew if I hesitated.
Well, there was a little bit of hesitation, and I could hear like a, like for you. Like,
if I waited, I knew one of the guys would do it. Andy would have done it.
I had random facts pulled up, so I was going to do it, but then Turd had stepped up. So
I felt like Andy would do it if nothing happened. But like Turdat's in the DM, but he's got it muted. He's not looking at it. And this afternoon, Andy's like, Turdat will do intros. And I'm like, yeah. He's gonna see that. So I was wondering.
It's not muted.
I told you it was gonna happen.
I took Twitter off the face of my phone. I would have to go search for the app now.
Well, you were in there. You were in there when we were out together because you tweeted in there. Or, I mean, you DM'd it.
Yeah, that was like the last day.
And that was the day you took it off your phone.
basically the next day, I think.
I put him,
but it wasn't. It wasn't necessarily because of you guys. It was
okay.
It was that I'm not getting. There is nothing good on there. I mean, except for potentially.
Well, that's what we use it for. Well, I have a whole story this afternoon I was telling these guys, but I won't go into all that. But
there sounds like you want.
Well, the long story short of it was there was like somebody that was on Twitter that replied to something that I looked at. It was that guy from Barstool Sports who I don't even think I follow, but I saw he had tweeted something. And then this guy was like super racist reply. And I'm like, let me do an experiment. Let's see if Twitter will ban someone for being racist. And I looked at his account and I didn't have to go back. I mean, I just looked through his tweets and almost half of them or however many were all just racist shit. So I just clicked the report button like over and over and over on all of the racist shit. And I'm talking like hard slurs, like no doubt, you know, racism, not like ambiguous or whatever. And that was like a week ago. And then, today I got a thing from Twitter saying like, this didn't meet our criteria for bad things. So we're doing nothing. And I'm like, that's about right.
No, I've done the same a while back. And
they do a while back, they would get banned. You got banned for fucking saying something about like having a gun that wasn't even like a.
That's different. But I'm saying you can say freedom of speech. So you are allowed to say. And technically.
Well, no, that doesn't. I mean, we had that discussion this afternoon. You're not. Freedom of speech doesn't apply to social media. They can let you say or not say whatever they want. And they used to ban you. Chooses
to let you.
That's why I did it. I wanted to see what the fucking result would be. Well, you didn't have to. Well, no, I was curious. That's exactly why I did it. And it was not one race. It was everybody but white people, including religions. Like the guy had the double lightning bolt as his, in his profile, like straight up, not even fucking around, like, you know,
there is something to be said for being allowed to be that.
Right. But my point was they still have on their report stuff. We don't allow slurs or hateful speech or this or this the same way that they always had that. And I'm like, okay, well, let's see if that's accurate. So when you report, you have to press which thing it is. Like, is it, you know, hateful speech? Is it this? Is it this? And, whereas like if this was 5 years ago, they would have probably suspended that guy or at least like deleted his tweets or whatever. And now it's straight up like whatever you want, like anything goes. Like we didn't find anything wrong with anything he said. And Sauce pointed out, and I think I agree with him, that they probably just don't have anybody there doing anything.
That too.
But which is also a thing. But like when you don't fight back at all against people that are doing that kind of shit, in a quiet way, you're saying we're okay with this going on. You know what I mean?
I agree. But dude, doesn't seem like there's anything you can do. So I
wasn't worried about it. It was an experiment. It was just like, I wonder what'll happen if I do this. And that's what I did. I don't go around reporting everybody or anything.
And you know,
I used to, it was kind of fun. Remember when you would go to the meter that would say like the bot meter? And you could tell someone like, it says here you're 76% a bot. And then they'd really get pissed.
There was funner times in the past on Twitter. Yeah. I'm not an Elon hater totally. I have
my moments. Sure. I don't like a lot of things, but I do think that he turned Twitter into kind of a fucking wasteland, if you ask me.
Yeah.
Sure. It was way better before than it is now, in my opinion.
Thought I was going to say, like, a couple of months ago, my truck got broken into right here in front of the house. And they stole some shit, and, you know, I left shit in there. But this is, like, not a nice neighborhood, but not dangerous neighborhood.
It's pretty nice. I mean, it's not terrible at all.
Yeah. And then I had an air tag in one of the tools. I didn't realize till I was already at work. But I watched it and ended up in East Oakland.
Yeah.
And now I'm kind of mad at minorities and women. Well, anyone that's not white male.
That's not okay.
Yeah. Hate them.
Well, could have been a white guy from East Oakland. Doesn't mean that it was a person of color.
I don't know about that.
Lightning bolts shaved inside of his head.
I mean, you know, it's a slippery slope, right? Start sliding. My grandpa, you know, I have some blood. I have some.
I know. You got to try and push away from that.
You know this guy's mother.
You got to try and you got to try and fight whatever instincts you got from that.
I know. I really don't.
It's and I know you. Way. You're not that way. I know you're not. But anybody getting shit stolen? I've had shit stolen, not from here, but I had my car broken into before at my old house. And shit stolen, and you get, you know, you get fucking pissed. Like, it is, you feel like violated over it. And, you know, it sucks. I mean, neither of us live in an area where it's like you can't leave shit in your car. My street, if that happened, it would be like the biggest news in years. Like,
ever gets broken. No, it's not news. Here. It happened here. I called the cops. They didn't come for a while. And then they said they could go down with me.
And file a report. Oakland. Oh, no, they didn't. No. Did they really?
The Oakland police. But I didn't want to take the day off work and stand in East Oakland with and try to get $500 worth of tools.
Okay. I'm surprised that they did that.
Well, they said they would. I don't know what would have really happened. But I
just every person like, that I've known that's had like their iPhone stolen and they use Find My iPhone or whatever, they don't do shit with that.
Yeah. So what would happen is the cops would come. I would say my tools are in there and we'd have to knock on the door and ask for my tools.
That's shocking that they would even go that far to me.
So this just happened to my ex-wife. On New Year's Eve, she left her phone in an Uber. And then the next day they used Find My iPhone. They found the house it was in. The police went with them, knocked on the door. They gave the phone back. But the police told her, like, we can ask if they have it. If they don't, if they say no, there's nothing we can do, you know.
Because all you have is that.
That's how, yeah.
Yeah.
But she got it back. They were like, we found it in an Uber and we didn't know what to do with it.
That sounds likely. That's no problem.
And that's a good way to take a case off of it. The other thing is if you're not an experienced criminal, you could get scared enough at seeing a police officer where it's just like, you know, fuck, just give it back and hope that there isn't any trouble.
Yeah,
having it be in East Oakland is a different story. Like, they are coming from East Oakland to come to a nicer neighborhood to bust into a car kind of thing. And this isn't San Francisco where people are expecting their shit to get broken into all the time. Like, it doesn't happen. We don't live in San Francisco. We live in suburbs outside of it. And it is not like a regular occurrence. So that is kind of surprising.
Well, it's somewhat regular. You're not going to get it happen to you more than once, probably, because there's so many goddamn people.
Not where I am at all.
They're going around. I bet they're going around, you know, every other weekend. Busted windows.
Not around here.
Did you hear about mine on the news? No, you would never have known. But it's
happening. No, but I know.
Don't hear about it.
Yeah, dude, I'm on that Ring thing, and people report everything on that. And even the dumbest, most of it is the dumbest fucking shit ever. I'm not saying that everybody's on it, but a lot of people have Ring. And if you have any Ring devices and you're on that, if you don't live in like a high crime area, most of it is like lost dog or whatever. The biggest one I saw that was even within like a mile or two or so of me was, somebody at like a big apartment complex got a package stolen. And when it comes to the big apartment stuff, like I take that with a little more of a grain of salt because you don't know what the story is. Like, it could be someone's fucking ex-girlfriend or who knows what the fuck. Not saying it doesn't happen, but we're in a relatively safe area. Now, you are a lot closer to like a main drag street that I could see, you know, a little more of that happening on, in my opinion. But
well, they came from East Oakland again. It's not about the drag.
I know, but Or they at least they took it back to East Oakland.
I watched them drive around Concord and then get stuck in traffic going back to East Oakland.
Yeah.
But I had shit to do that day. I mean, I could have gone vigilante.
Where was it?
It was all my work.
It was in the back of your car and they smashed a window?
Yeah, I left a bunch of shit. I mean, I was stupid. But, you know, I don't think about needing that here.
That's what I mean, kind of. Like, it is, you're surprised it happened. And it probably, I'd be surprised.
But it never happened. It happened once in 20 years or whatever.
Right.
It's not a thing that's going to happen.
Right. San Francisco is different. Like, that is a place where it's like, you don't leave a stick of gum on your fucking car seat, depending where you are out there.
No. Well.
Also, yeah. I should mention, I do think it's a bit of a deterrent. I do have a sign in my front yard saying I got cameras, and I have cameras, and a light turns on, like, if you walk into my driveway, you'll see a fucking light turn on and shit.
Cops even said, they're like, that does nothing. I'm like, what about the neighbor's cameras? He's like, that doesn't see shit.
No, the neighbors, I wouldn't say anything, but all you have to do is be less of a target than your neighbor, and they're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah.
It doesn't take a lot. I mean, like, even just having a dog that barks and shit, you know, anything. But yeah, not leaving shit in your car. Was it on the street or was it in your driveway? Hello?
Heard it?
They stole him. They got him.
Oh, no.
They heard us talking.
They're in his garage.
Got him. Ladies and gentlemen, we got him.
Or hey, got him. I'm surprised I didn't get yelled at for not playing sounds.
Hey, got him.
The hot text from Turdant? Yep. Computer just restarted. No. BRB. Okay. And then a shrug shoulders emoji. I should mute my shit here.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, welcome back. That was fantastic.
That was weird.
Wow, that was quick.
It was weird. It just shut down, spinning, and then back, and then back.
Hmm.
Welcome I thought back. I was going to do like a 10-minute like.
That's what I thought. I just got your text. Damn, and yeah. I should
play. A temperature issue.
I guess.
If you're gaming on it and it's not doing that, it's probably not a temperature issue.
Z-105! Now we're back!
It shuffled the location of your pictures.
You know what I was wondering, and I forgot about it, was I'm on a VPN on two different computers that I'm using both at the same time, and I meant to turn those off and did not. And it seems to not cause a problem, but we'll see if it eventually does. Anyway, let me just say thanks, Patreon. Haven't charged Patreon, obviously, for a year. I'm going to charge next month, at least, you know, 1 month, and try and just get a little bit back into the server coffers. I mean, it's $5, but you'll get a little. There's pre-show tonight and after show and all that kind of stuff. And thanks for supporting. Thanks, everybody in the chat room, Tip and Bits. If you've got Amazon Prime, you can subscribe with Amazon Prime, and it doesn't cost you anything. We got Prime, boys. We got Prime.
We got Prime, boys. We got Prime.
We got Prime.
And thanks for everybody's support in general. What happened this week?
Did Turd Hat piss into a canteen? Did Esther shave his sweet face clean? Did Sauce chop a lady in the vagine? Let's talk about what happened this week.
Agent Duper with another 100 bits and says, hell yeah, the return of the kings. Bet your ass.
It should be what happened this year.
Yeah. I know. What happened in 2025? Well, I guess
apparently nothing.
Nothing.
Well, that's the only person that you put under the spotlight. You didn't ask like Andy or Esta or anybody.
That's true.
The answer is, frankly, hopefully nothing happened. You want nothing to happen. You want status quo. In general.
No. I would say a little progress, maybe work on yourself. How about a trip or two or something fun?
Well, there was a trip or two.
Yeah, we had the meetup.
Yeah.
Oh.
It just depends on what your definition of what, you know, What did you do this year?
Yep.
It's changed. Yeah, it's different for everybody.
It is different for everybody.
I'm going to have to talk about my thing in a quick second here, but I would have killed for some status quo. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes, you know, you get that and sometimes you don't. And you had, you know, some not status quo yourself. I mean, it's, you know, shit happens. But, okay, well, let me just get to my business. We haven't been on here for, I think it's like a week or two shy of a year. My mom ended up getting cancer, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, and unfortunately she passed away. Oddly, I was going through some rough time after she passed, and it's been a while. Oddly enough, she passed during the meetup when everyone was out in Minnesota. We had talked before that, and turned out like you're going to Minnesota. Like the last time we did an update, I don't remember. It was like August. It's early August, right? It was probably like 3 weeks before the meetup, maybe. Something like that. Nobody answered me. It's fine. I got it.
I didn't know that was a question.
No, I was trying to figure it out.
Stream of consciousness.
You're right. I didn't. I am doing stream of consciousness. But basically, it was like a few weeks before. And things weren't going amazingly, but there wasn't any clear sign of, you know, I knew I had to be here. She was in chemotherapy, and I don't need to, you know. Everyone's seen a movie, at least a movie, with people going through chemo, and it's not a picnic. So the long and the short of it was she passed away while the meetup was going on. And I remember texting Turdat, like, I don't want to bum everybody out, but I needed to tell somebody. My mom passed away, and it made me laugh in a time where I didn't want to laugh. Cause Turdat's like, damn. Cause you were the one that was trying to like push me to go. And you're like, you gotta go. You're going to go. And you're like, well, you got that to hold over my fucking head. Like, had I gone, she would have died while I was gone. But
I think I said, your mom's not going to die while you're gone.
Yeah. It was like pretty on the nose. And it was like, yeah, she did, motherfucker. But there's a lot more to it than that, but I don't need to tell you guys all that. You know, I don't need to. We can have that conversation at another time. But I wanted to say thank you to people that were wishing me well and all that stuff. And then, you know, I've been kind of going through grief that since then. And I'm still not over it at all. And I'm actually still going through the whole process of, like, there was a trust, and then there's legal shit that still needs to happen, which she had set up, but it just takes a long time to deal with all that stuff. I mean, just, you know, with everything that needs to be done. So it's not, that shit's not over either. And I'm looking for work now, and, you know, my everything got put on hold for me, like, as far as just taking care of her full time. And it was tough because I was the only person. Like, I didn't have, you know, brothers or sisters or whatever. I mean, she had friends, but, you know, she's pretty old and her friends were fucking old. You know, it's not like there's a whole litany of people around. So it was, you know, the toughest thing I've had to deal with or do in my life, I would say. I don't recommend it if you can not have that happen. But pretty rough because that was my only direct relative left. Like, I don't have any relatives that live close. And, you know, no family to speak of that's not hours away. And at that would be cousins or further. And so I was texting with Turdat, and he had said, well, how am I going to know if you die? And I was telling this to Esther the other night when we were talking, because it stuck in my head so well. And you said to me, you're just going to melt into the carpet. And I was like, actually, he's got a point. Like, I would just fucking melt into the carpet. And my next door neighbors were the ones that, like, had, you know, keys and all that shit, and they're moving. Which is a whole nother story I'll get into maybe after show or later, but I told you about that, didn't I, Turdat? Like, why they're moving, and I told you, Esta.
neighbor.
Yeah. Like where they're moving and why and all that. It's a whole story. Anyway, so that takes that off the table, and I don't know my cross street neighbor very well at all. Actually, I just I don't know. The guy just doesn't know me, and his house doesn't even face mine. It's like the side of his house, like a fence. So I met him for the first time the other day. And so when Turdout and I were going to go out the other day, I had thought about that, and he came over, and I was like, why don't you just come in and come pick me up? Because now my mom's not here, so it's not like his kind of awkward thing. And I'm like, yeah, just fucking, when you get here, just open the door and come in. And he did, and my dog flipped out at him because I didn't think about, like, hey, there's just some guy that's going to come in, you know? But, and Turdat said, is someone making a cup of tea over there?
Sorry, buddy. I'm all throwing shit.
It's okay. I just heard some silverware. I don't know what's going on.
Yeah, I'm cooking up things on spoons and shit. No, I opened a beer. I don't know.
No, that's all good. So, yeah, you came in. My dog flipped out. My real dog that he saw, that's a real animal, flipped out. Hi, Flatus.
What does that mean, moo?
That was a boo.
It was a boo.
Oh, you booed him?
Are you booing my dog?
If you wouldn't post so many pictures of him, the same picture over and over and over.
Well, that's kind of why I was bringing it up, because Turdat saw the dog, and it's a real dog.
I'll just interject. It was odd to get the text to say come in his house, because I've never been in his house.
That was also because it was my mom. I was living with my mom, and if you were taking care of your mom and we were gonna meet up, you know, it's like come outside or whatever. Like, I don't need to go in and have a whole thing. So his that was the first time.
Fine, the inside.
Oh, yeah. And I showed him around the house. I'm like, I need proof of life that, like, I'm not living in a tent under the dining room table or some shit. You know what I mean? Like, this is, I'm living like a normal human being. So I took him to the computer room. I'm like, here's the Starship that runs everything. Here is my Craftmatic adjustable bed that I sleep in. It's not that, but it is one of those beds that does all that shit.
It does adjust. His legs go up and stuff.
Yeah. Help
circulation.
Everything that I can get for sleeping, I have. Like Ambien, CPAP, bed that, and it massages, you know, and does all that shit. I got, if it helps with sleep, I do it. So I took him through the house and just like, yeah, you know, you haven't been in here because I moved in with my mom to take care of her. So now I live by myself. And then I gave him my house key because if I do not answer, you know, for a certain amount of time, he can get in and I won't melt into the carpet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's pretty, it dawned on me that was a definite possibility if I didn't do that.
No, I knew a guy that did it. The guy across the street from here, two houses down, I guess melted in the carpet, and my across the street neighbor would tell me about it. Like, yeah, the guy melted in the carpet. Nobody knew. Like, all right.
Did you get that term from him? Because when you said it to me, I was like, I don't know if he just made that up. He heard that from somebody.
No, I heard it from my neighbor.
Because it's disgusting. And then also I thought, and my dog will die. Because, you know what I mean? Like, the dog will make it for a certain amount of time. I don't think he'll eat me, but he at least could drink out of the toilet to get water, which would last him. You can live without food for a long time. Like, if you didn't hear from me for long enough, and you were like, hey, bro, like, you know, or one of these guys messaged you, and they're like, hey, I haven't heard from Fenn for this long, and I texted him, and there's no answer. You could do something. A check. You could do a welfare check.
Right? Something about threes. 3 days, water. 3 weeks, food.
Probably that, yeah.
Something else.
There's something else. Air? There's something with air. You can maybe go longer than 3 minutes. BGO says the dog would eat you for sure. I'm not saying he would or he wouldn't, but I'm saying
cats.
Cats would.
Cats 100%. Do. They eat your eyes.
Yeah, 100% cats would eat you. All I'm saying is, you know, I brought you inside the house and showed you the dog and the house, so you know that I'm, like, you've got proof that I'm not living like an animal.
We talked about it before the show, and Brent said if you died, he would eat your penis first.
I would do that before he died.
Implying that he would eat the rest later, like, just the penis first. Penis first.
I think that's where you start, because it's not going to fill you up. So you got to keep going, you know.
The appetizer.
That's fair. That's fair.
Maybe the balls. Maybe those giant balls will fill them up.
If I die with an erection, you can make a meal out of it.
Okay.
But I'm a shower. So what else? We went out to our normal spot and hung out and got extremely tore up. We hadn't hung out for a long time. And I felt terrible the next day. And you know what's funny? Speaking of that, my phone did one of those like, hey, here's memories of such and such a day or whatever. And it was the time we went out and you brought a fake baby to the bar. You were on here after. Like, you remember the fake baby?
Yeah.
And I still have it. The picture, yeah. And the picture came up and I had forgotten about the fake baby for a second. And it showed our food. Like, I had taken a picture of the food. And then in the back corner, there's this baby sitting on the bar. And I'm like, why is there a baby? Because it does look kind of real. And then it dawned on me, oh, yeah, that was when he brought that realistic looking fake baby into the bar. And people were tripping on it.
It's strange how many people came up or, you know, felt like. Be like, well, what's up with that baby?
It's not realistic looking. It's not
thing from a distance.
Yeah, like, I know what you were going for, and you thought it was going to even be more realistic looking, but, like, from a distance, it's real enough to just be like, why are you bringing... Like, you walked into the bar, and I was already in there, and in one arm, like you were holding a loaf of bread, you know, like you would hold a baby, kind of, you had this baby with, like, a diaper on it with its face towards your chest, and people were eyeballing you like, why? Like, what are you doing with that baby?
Yeah. Go to a bar with a baby, like put it in a Bjorn, just start pounding drinks.
Yeah, that's kind of what happened. And then, like, you at one point you set it on the bar, and like people off in the distance were looking like, "What the fuck?" Flatus says, "Turdak, can we get a baby update?" Like, what's going on with the?
I had it for a minute, and then Christmas rolled around. Not this Christmas, but I think last Christmas.
It was a while ago because it was more than a year ago that we did this.
I gave it to Allie's brother as a gift. I was like, here's this baby. And they didn't like it. And I think their baby didn't like it. And then I actually got it back this Christmas. So it came back. But around.
Well, what do they say? If you love a fake baby, set it free. And if it loves you, then it'll come back. Again?
Well, we'll see. Now I got a whole new thing I may have put in your mailbox for someone's.
Oh, God. You know, I still have from Christmas time. Like, Christmas time was rough for me this year. And then my mom's birthday was New Year's. So, like, that double whammy it sucked. But Turd Hat came by around Christmas time and dropped off, like, a stinky wedge of cheese, which was great, which I ate with crackers and stuff, like a, you know, kind of a gourmet wedge of cheese. I don't even remember what it was. And what else did you bring? A couple things, but you brought the biggest fucking yam or sweet potato or whatever it is I think I've ever seen. Like, maybe as big as, like, if you put both your forearms together, it's like as big
as
that.
Did you eat it?
It's, dude.
Oh, we brought you that jackfruit too one time.
Yeah, that was disgusting. I meant to point it out to you because it in my fruit bowl still, next to some bananas, and I meant to eat it. Like, I did actually make myself sort of a Christmas meal, and I meant to make it then, and I haven't. And now it feels like I need to try and force it. Like, when am I going to peel this? It's got to weigh like 5 pounds. It's huge.
Salt and pepper, dude. It's so good and it's nutritious.
What is it? Is it a sweet potato?
Yeah.
I like sweet potatoes. It's so fucking big, dude. It's like you got to put it in the big oven. You can't put it in the air fryer or anything.
I'm going to look back. See.
It's pretty macho.
But yeah, usually take a picture of what I put so that if the mailman decides to take it or something.
Air fryer.
No, I meant to point it out to you. It's in my fruit bowl. And it hasn't gotten bad. Like, it's still fine. But it's there.
Sauce, you still got that Forerunner?
I do.
Oh, jeez.
Why, is that not okay?
Oh, it's all right, I guess.
I love when he asks you a question that he probably thinks you're going to say yes to, and he's already got, queued up, like, ready to go.
What do you got, 300K on there?
Hey, Sauce, are you something. Still fucked up?
No.
I guess.
Oh, jeez. It's only 10 years old, and I only have, like, 130 on there because I don't drive that often.
Okay. Working from home?
3 days a week, yeah.
That's why. Oh, 3 days a week? That's cool.
That's nice.
I see you coming on the...
That's what I'm looking for work.
The Blizzard thing every night.
Yeah. I play Overwatch on the Blizzard thing in the evening.
Yeah, you and Verislat.
Yeah?
You tell Verislat I slap him right in the noggin. Tell him.
I'll pass the message.
Yeah, pass it around.
You tell him.
But yeah, you know, I'm pretty, you know, as far as a World of Warcraft character, he's like as powerful as you get without a guild, basically. Like
guy is? Or are you talking about V? Oh, okay, your guy.
No, my guy. V? Come on. A slap V. Tell him.
He's probably still.
Tell him I said that.
Tell him. He's probably still playing with those guys.
He's only playing Overwatch. He's not in there.
Okay.
He's not in
there. Oh, I forgot. Yeah, Overwatch is on that thing.
Yeah, too. He plays a lot of Diablo too. But.
There's something called Mythic Dungeons. I don't know if you guys know. And it's a 5-man. You just run dungeon. But you need to talk. And I'm not going to get on some guild just to do that. And I don't have time frame that I want to be doing it. So I don't know why you sons of bitches can't just play, you know, level up a tank or something. Why don't you get your bear in there? Fine, you have no shit to do. I don't even do nothing all day today. And then they couldn't even get the damn fucking intros written. So.
That's not my job. Think about
it, you know, if you guys just pop in a character, you guys would be fucking maxed out in 10 minutes. I know, Sauce, you know, grinding those numbers. I know you love it. What's your problem?
Busting our ass to get everything fixed this week. And
look, he's still talking about it.
I knew.
Out of bed at like
this is why I fucking. Actually, I was.
PM.
I was unfortunately up at about 7 a.m. and I tried to go back to sleep and I had intrusive thoughts and I couldn't. And so then I got up and I'm like, fuck, I hope I'm not jacked for doing this tonight. But I got like 4 hours of sleep last night.
One thing I've been doing the last month, I use this, Amy told me, Insight Timer. It's free. And I just do like a 5 or 10 minute guided meditation every morning. And it is helping. Like everyone says, oh, you should meditate. And everyone's like, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
It actually really does help.
No, I used to do it, I mean, a million years ago, and I quit, and I need to do it again, because I think it would be.
Yeah, because you're all something. Twisted up.
No, you're crazy. You're fucking right about that. I'm not denying any of that.
So,
I'm still level going up through that, some shit.
Druid. Druid,
yeah, but that's Druid different.
Is a class.
That's different. That's involving me playing current era WoW, which I don't know if I want to do.
You know how fast you pump it through? It's the same shit. You just run through it, and it's a cool little thing. There's dragon flying. Have you been on dragon?
I did. I leveled a guy up to into the dragon era.
Okay.
Before I quit my shit. I mean, I got to not max level, but you know, like I did the rapid. This is, I mean, before my mom even got sick. I did the rapid level to what I don't even know what the current level is. Probably 1,000.
What are you writing a movie review over there?
Your keyboard is so loud.
Filling up.
Well, I'm not using my. Sorry, I'm not using my computer's all fucked up, so I'm using my headphones and they don't do a great job. So sorry, I'm sorry.
It's okay. And the squeaky chair between that and the squeaky chair, I don't know. You know.
The chair's really not that squeaky. It's the same stuff I've always had. I'm just not using my nice microphone. So
I see. The shitty stuff for the venture.
His computer blew up this week.
Yeah, dude. The same thing that happened to you happened to me, where my computers went black and it updated, and then I have no audio inputs or outputs. They're just gone. I can't fix it.
Well, so. I understand that. I don't like fixing shit on my computer. It's the closest I come to tears.
The two of you are peas in a pod in that department.
Like I'm about to buy a new computer
and just be done with it.
Like my eye, the water wells up in my eyes. Before, and I'm just like, I gotta go. I gotta go lay down.
Before Andy got on tonight, we were talking about, like, you know, Andy's first response to my computer having problems was like, Brent made a joke like, oh, I'm surprised you didn't buy a new computer. And Andy said something like, I was close this morning.
Well, I didn't have a mic today. And then I found this, and then Bryce is like, there's a snowball in the chair. Like we have a chair that the seat lifts and we go in there and there's no cord. And I'm like, you know, this is just perfect. You know, they throw all the cords over the fence. So I searched the whole house for the goddamn cord. There's no cord. I got a nice snowball. It doesn't even have a fingerprint on it. It's perfect, pristine condition. And so I had to go to Best Buy. And get the cord. But it was $10. I got it to work.
It sounds like a really tough year for you.
Good job.
Yeah. It sounds like you struggled a lot with that.
You did a good job.
My year?
you had your problems. By the way, BGS says, Fen, you should play Balotaro. It will help you chill. I have no idea what that is. Anybody know what it is?
It's poker, but it's like a rogue-like poker.
Oh. Okay.
Where you what get does that mean? There's different you get like different cards that give you boosts. Like you'll get different Joker cards and they'll have you this card's worth 10 times more or whatever. It's a lot of fun.
It's sort of well there's one I played that was called like I don't know, it's Dungeon Dice or some variation of dice kind, where
yeah. I mean
like you're basically a rolling dice and you're fighting an enemy. And your character levels up as you go, and then eventually you die, and then you keep some of your shit each time you play. That's what a roguelike is.
Yeah, sort of. This is just you get a new run every time, and there's different decks with different starting advantages or disadvantages, and you're trying to build them. Each, like, you have, like, a set amount of hands to do to get to the point total you need to get, and you keep climbing up. It's a lot of fun. And then you unlock new cards that you can use in a different like a the next go and you have different face cards and number cards. It's a ton of fun. It's free on Apple Arcade, but I think it's like $10 or $15 on Steam.
One I played like that on iPad and still have played from time to time is one that was really popular called Slay the Spire, which maybe you've heard of BGO or a few other people. Yeah. So that also is a card type one. Not the same as Andy's talking about, but it is in that realm. Plata says it's chill.
What are you playing, Esta?
I'm still playing Guild Wars 2 occasionally.
Good lord. What is it? Is there still content?
Well, you're still playing WoW, motherfucker.
It just had
an expansion. Hey, it's a new expansion.
For last year.
Yeah.
It's the most popular game in the universe, by the way.
You started playing some with me. I'm also playing Space Marine 2. Oh yeah, Mallet is also playing some Guild Wars 2.
Oh, I'm playing Polytopia.
Space Marine 2 is not chill, but it is fun.
It's a first-person shooter.
Yeah, basically, with some slight differences.
I think I saw something. That's kind of old, huh? A couple of years? 5 years?
No, it's pretty new.
Like, you might...
four or five months ago?
There's something else named close to that I think you're thinking of, but I can't pull it.
It's basically, you know, you're a space marine from Warhammer 40K, killing Tyranids.
Okay.
Yeah, I like a good game. I just haven't branched out lately. Although I've pretty much run out of stuff on WoW right now.
Yeah, I mean,
unless some people I know started playing, and then
I'm not in general in the mood for it. I don't think yet, but I'm playing like a couple rounds of Polytopia, Polytopia every night before I go to bed, which is, I play on my iPad, but it's not, I mean, it is a take over your rivals type of game. Like, what's the big one where, you know, like one leader might be Gandhi and another one might be Abraham Lincoln and Civ? Is it Civilization? It's sort of like that, but, a little refined down. You know who fucking played it and said that it's really good and whatever? It was Mr. Musk. But this is like years ago, and I picked it up, and now I've been playing it quite a bit. You know, and it's like normal stuff. Like you take over little towns, and then you build them up, and you can build boats, and then you can build warships, and you can build, you know, all kinds of shit, and you have different, you know, army guys and catapults and all that kind of shit. And you can, you know, a round might take you an hour against the computer, and you can do different levels or whatever. And I can play it on my iPad, and so I'll like pop my Ambien and start playing that, see how long it takes me to fucking conk out in my Craftmatic adjustable bed. And then throw the CPAP on.
Who else got a CPAP?
Yeah, I was gonna say you got one.
I just got one turd hat because you told me to get tested, and I got one.
So. I've been telling you to get tested for fucking years. You didn't listen to mine.
Yeah, but no one's like listening to you.
No one listens to you, Ben.
What about you, Brent? Because you're obese, right? Morbid?
Yes, technically I am obese.
Okay,
that's correct.
So you should think about it.
I should think about it. You're right.
Honest to God,
hear shit flapping around in there when you were talking.
Forget about the obese or not obese.
I don't know that you could.
It's so easy to get tested for that. It's literally just wear a thing on your finger overnight and pick it up in the morning and drop it off the next day, and they'll tell you, and you're done. And it is such a difference in the quality of sleep and everything else once you start doing it. I mean, I recommend it to everybody.
I see home guys in the airports, and I'm always like, CPAP, because they carry them. Mm-hmm. Everyone carries them. You don't check them.
You have like a bag.
If your bag gets lost, then your wife's going to kill you.
But if you had to buy those things, they're like, I mean, if you don't have insurance that's covering it, I mean, they can be like $1,500 or something. So
yeah, they're expensive.
It's like the most expensive thing in your fucking suitcase,
and you can't just go buy it. You have to have a prescription.
Yeah, you have to be prescribed for it, which is kind of wild because it's literally a mask you put on your face, and it doesn't.
But I like it.
You know what? I hated it at first, and like however long it's been, like 6 years ago, I had a stroke and was in the hospital. I mean, thank God it wasn't like major. You know, I'm in a wheelchair stroke, but it was a stroke. And they put in my chest a tiny little like USB sized device that monitors my heart. It's not like a pacemaker or anything. It doesn't do anything to my heart. It just sends like a signal to the hospital once a night, that records all my data. Anyway, my point is that they're able to tell me when I don't wear it. They can tell, because you have those periods where you're not breathing right and it affects your heart rate. And I got a call from my, like from a cardiologist, technically mine, I guess, one morning that said like, hey, you know, your breathing was fucked up last night. Like you stopped breathing. You know, did you wear your CPAP? And I was like, no. And he's like, you got to wear it every night. And I would never know that unless I had that little thing, but they could tell. That's why I'm saying it's like you don't even know what's going on with you when you go to sleep. So it's important to.
Yeah, you're not conscious.
Well, and that is a cause of stroke. So had I known and had I had that, I probably would not have had that stroke. Having, needing a CPAP.
You're so stubborn.
Well, who knew, dude? I didn't know. Like, how do you know? It's not like you're aware. Snored. But there's tons of people that say they snore, you know? You don't really know unless you get checked, is my point. And so just, and it's not, if you've got insurance, it's not some invasive thing like where you need to go into a sleep lab and like sleep in a weird place with like shit all over, like wires and shit everywhere. It's now literally just a thing you wear on the end of your finger and like can, you know, that connects to like a wristwatch looking thing, and you wear it for one night and you turn it back in and they know. So just a word to the wise. That's why I kept telling everybody, like, you know, get checked for it. Cause who knows? Could save your shit.
Yeah, it was easy. I would say do it.
Brent, yeah. When's the last time you rode that Peloton?
We don't talk about the Peloton.
Oh, I see. Most people don't that bought one.
It's been a long time.
Pandemic long time. Peloton buyers.
I actually just I actually just told Molly last week that I needed to get back on it.
Oh,
and that's she told me I was not going to do it because I'm lazy.
That's good. That's keeping it real.
She's honest.
I do need to, though. I recognize it. I can see my fault. At least one of them.
Yeah.
And I'm not I'm not a terribly active person, Turdhead.
No. You had your, what are you, how old are you?
I am 39.
Oh, shit. Like sauce.
He did it again.
You have hair.
He did it again. He's like, how old are you? 39. Oh, shit.
Well,
old as shit.
I'm in my late 30s.
I knew a guy that on his 40th birthday, he gained 40 pounds. He weighed the day, something before. The day he turned 40 pounds. 40.
That day.
Yeah. Messed up. So check in on that. Better weigh yourself.
Oh, I meant to say whatever in person since I'm talking to all you guys, but thanks for doing the pre-meetup, meetup, and post-meetup stuff. People really wanted that, and there was just no way I was going to go or do any of that. And so that was a big deal for the community and for everybody. So thanks all you guys.
We were happy to do it. We had a good time.
It was still fun. Yeah. Cool.
I never asked you, and I think I remember you telling me, but did you tell them, like, hey, Fenn's mom died while you were out there?
Yes.
Yeah, right away.
I think I remember, because, I mean, that was not, like, a time where I was really,
that's how he woke me up.
I'm the one that said to Turdat, like, I gotta tell somebody this, like, besides, you know, like, I want to tell a friend. I mean, you're pretty much my best friend, but I wanted to tell you, but also I know what's going on. Like, I know there's a meetup and all these people. So it's like, what am I supposed to do? So I'm like, well, I'm going to tell you. And I think I said, like, I don't want you to, like, tell everybody and bum everybody out, but I need to tell you this. And I think you told me that, or the other guys talked to me or whatever, but at that time I was in, like, such shock about it, or not shock, but you know what I mean. That wasn't, you know, forefront in my brain. But did anybody tell any of the people there, or did you guys keep it, like, on the DL?
I don't think we told people. I was going to.
Well,
I suggested
accidentally
something.
Let it slip to one person, but.
Yeah, I didn't want to, like, fuck anybody up. Not that, like, not that that would, like, ruin everyone's entire time or anything, or it should, but I didn't want to, like, be like that guy. Like, hey, everybody, guess what?
I went in their room, and it was, like, four of them farting in this room. I can't and then I was like, Jesus. And then I said, Fenn's mom died. And I was like, maybe I should just tweet everyone his mom died. And they're like, no, don't do that. And I was like, okay.
No. By the way,
I have the best ideas.
Thank you to the rest of you, not Turd Hat, for telling him not to do that.
I thought if everyone knows, it's better. I'm a overshare something.
You've got a lot of great qualities, but, like, that is not your best quality.
Break it out.
Yeah. Like, well, I got to tell everyone everything. Like, I'm not going to, no secrets.
It's true. It's some type of, oversharing is some type of mental problem.
Well, it's not a mental problem, but you've always had that, like, I don't keep secrets, or I just say everything.
Yeah, it's just a different.
It's just the ABCs of who you are. And that's not, I'm not saying that that's like a bad thing, but in certain cases, it's better to have tact. And that's why the rest of you guys are there. Like, hey, like, talk him down from that.
I don't want you to talk ledge. Down. You just need to say,
don't do that.
I listen to people. I listen to plenty of people.
You're better at listening to people than you used to be, because there was a time where you would just do it and you wouldn't even, necessarily seek counsel.
It would just happen. You're right. There was less counsel seeking, but I definitely check on with other people when I'm making any decision.
You're a lot better in that regard, I have to say.
Yeah.
Like, if this was when we had started the podcast, I would have thought I better not tell you, because you'll blurt it out to everyone right away. Even if I say, like, well, hey, maybe don't do this. Don't say anything.
I don't know the reason necessarily why I might do that, but part of it, I think, is if I don't have to anything hiding, I don't have to have stress.
Yeah, I remember you said that before. Flatus, if you pick that game up for me on Steam, he says, Fen post show check Steam. I appreciate you. Thank you.
Hey, Sauce.
Yeah.
Who's your best friend?
My best friend. I mean, you want his first name?
Yeah, his whole name.
I'd like his full given name, please.
His address is, his name is Evan. It's the guy I've known for.
Evan Glass in Canada?
Yeah, Glass. No. I know him a very, very long time.
High school?
Years. No, right after. I mean, when at work. We've worked together for like 18 years.
Oh, you still work together? Sweet God.
Kids do stuff together and stuff. Both have a couple of kids, so.
Oh, shit.
About the same age.
I used to have a friend like that. Don't have that. Don't have that friend anymore.
That's not necessarily true. Evan and Sauce are different friends. You and him were, I mean, your friend was always kind of a prick. You just didn't see it, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. You never liked the person. Actually, well, I don't want to get into details because you can figure out. But you knew another person that was very close to him that you were also friends with, very close friends with for a long time, that you're not really anymore. I mean, both of us can say that kind of.
I'm not friends with him. I just don't see him.
I think I was supposed to say my wife. Was that the correct
answer? Yeah, probably. Probably a safer answer.
Any of you guys, if you guys live closer.
Well, yeah, all you guys are my good friends. Like, all of you. It's just that I don't live that close to you.
I don't think that matters.
No, yeah, no, you're right.
I'd fuck Brent, for sure.
It matters when you need to find out if I'm melted into the carpet. That's when it matters.
That's true.
And so that's why I'm like, hey, you better take a house key. And if these guys send over a hot text, like, we haven't heard from Fen in too long, then you can fucking, you don't have to kick the door down. You can come in here and save my dog or whatever. Or the other one that I was thinking of is like, I remember one time, and this is like forever ago, but it's the one time I can remember this. One of my roommates who you knew, had a busted leg. And was super dehydrated and had this cast on and all this shit and fell between the toilet and the wall and couldn't get out. And, I was thinking, like, what if something happened to me in here and I can't get out or whatever? And I got a call. Yeah. I call you and I'm like, hey, bro, you got to get me out of here, except you can't get into my house. Like, now you got to kick the door down. And you know what I mean? Like, you need to
kick a door down hella fast.
I know, but I'd rather have you have a key and just be able to have like a fucking
seems a lot easier
fucking welfare check.
I might kick it down even with the key.
But I trust you. But I trust you with the key. You know what I mean? Like, there's not a lot of people I would be like, here's the key to my house, and I would trust you with that. And now that my neighbors are moving, the ones that I know, like, well, that there's that too, where it's just like, fuck. I know other neighbors. It's just that, like, you know.
Dude, I know my neighbors. I'm not telling them to come save me if I'm stuck.
Right.
All over me.
Right.
Stuck between the toilets. Right.
Exactly. But I know other neighbors really well. Cause this is my mom's house and I grew up around here. So I know the neighbors all around, but I don't want them, you know, I don't need them Dracky. Like coming in and fucking, what'd you say?
Drakianzi. He says you should get life alert.
Oh, for life alert? No, all you need is a cell. help me. All you need is a cell phone. I got a cell phone.
Like, I don't know what it's called, but in nursing homes, you have to like flip the switch every morning.
Right.
To tell them you're alive or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, when my mom was going through... You need
the equivalent of that.
When my mom was going through her shit, I got her a button to, you know, like not a life alert, but a button that would ring me in my bedroom if she had like something happen in the night. Mm-hmm. Which you can just buy off Amazon. It doesn't connect to like a cell phone or whatever. It just connects to the thing. And, she used it. She used it like two or three times. And, you know, we had to call an ambulance and shit before.
I would just use it. Have you get me a sandwich and shit?
Well, there was a conversation about that because it started with like, I can't find the blah, blah, blah. And I had to tell her, cause it wouldn't necessarily be in the middle of the night, but I'm like, when you ring that, it gives me existential dread that, like you're literally in distress, like having a cardiac arrest or some shit. So don't ring it unless there's actually something jacked. Because I had to get rid of that thing. Obviously, I just got rid of it anyway, but I don't even want to hear the sound of it anymore because hearing the sound of it triggers me. You know what I mean? Like it fucked me up like mentally when I would hear it. Cause the other, what would happen is, if the power went out, it would go off like kind of almost to tell you like, hey, it's not going to work. And when the power come back on, it would go off. So if the power went off in the middle of the night, it would go off and I would fucking fly out of bed like shit's going down. And then I would, you know, so it got me. You know, all fucked up. So I was, you know, after she passed, I was ready to, like Office Space, take it out to a field and like hit it with a bat. Like I never want to see this thing ever again. But no, I mean, cell phone's fine, but I'm more conscious now cause I am living alone. Like I realize like I'm straight up, you know, Han Solo up in this motherfucker. Like there's times where I will make sure I have my cell phone where before I would not be as diligent. Cause I was just like, what if, you know, you got to think about like, what if something happens to you? Like, and you can't call anybody or you can't tell anybody or whatever. It's a little scary. Just got to be aware of it.
We're all kind of, you know,
alone. Yeah. That's the thing. I'm alone. Like the dog's not going to fucking tell anybody. So just got to be aware of it. I mean, I make sure my phone's right next to my bed before I go to sleep and shit. I'm not like, it's not glued to me, but, you know, got to keep an eye on it.
Oh, I'm taking baby aspirin. So
are you?
There's that. Yeah.
When I have my, there's a debate on that now, actually.
I don't know how they come up with 81 milligrams. That's weird.
Isn't it?
But whatever.
I used to take it too, but they put me on like actual just regular blood pressure medication. Yeah. No, there's debate on that whole baby aspirin thing. Like it's kind of like eggs. Like you remember they used to say eggs are good for you. And then there's a while where it's like eggs are bad for you. There's too much saturated fat or whatever with cholesterol. Yeah. And then they were like, no, they're good for you again. That's like how it goes back and forth with baby aspirin.
Yeah. A lot of things. Surprising how many things are that way. Just research it. Figure it out. Like, why don't they hire 1,000 scientists, fix it, and then let's move on. Tell me if I should eat eggs. I had 4 eggs this morning.
I love eggs.
Too many? Maybe.
Oh, I meant to ask you guys about that. As long as we're talking about it.
I do need to go get my app.
This is what you have to get your what?
I got to get my. It's not Afrin. I'm using Vicks now. I get Vicks has a little menthol in there. It's nice.
Oh god.
But I'm starting to feel it a little.
I meant to ask. I had a clip to play, two clips to play about eggs, but just real quick, this one.
Waffle House is adding an egg subcharge amid higher prices. Consumers will now have to pay 50 cents more per egg at the restaurant chain. Waffle House says that it's in place until egg prices come down. Egg prices have soared amid a shortage following a bird flu outbreak. So keep that in mind if you're going to Waffle House.
I meant to ask, because you guys are all over the country, are you seeing like empty shelves where eggs should be, or like crazy egg prices, or what is your, or have you noticed anything? I know, Andy, you guys eat a lot of eggs, right? Shop.
Yeah, it's not too bad up here. I bought like, what is it, 18 eggs for $6?
Yeah, okay. I don't know.
I got,
mine are free.
Oh, yeah, that's right. You got fucking chickens. That reminds me, my neighbor down the street's got chickens. I bet you they're fucking raking it in hand over fist. They sell them, too. Like, they straight up have a sign in their front yard that says eggs.
Yeah, but what? They're cheap, probably.
Probably, but probably more than they were selling them for. They're those that
bastards.
They're the, that's what I mean. Like, they're those, they're like way down the street, like a few houses down. But they're those type of people, like, it would not surprise me. They would give us free eggs from time to time, but they would want the cartons back because they don't have anything to put them in.
Yeah. My kids sell ours. They're around the neighborhood for $5.
$5 a dozen?
Yeah, raise those prices.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Talked about
bird flu.
Who's your egg guy? I got an 18 pack off of Amazon. I want to say it was like $7, maybe. $7 or $8. I mean, off of Amazon, like grocery delivery, like with all my other grocery shit.
What does that mean, you boof powdered eggs?
Who said that?
Shove it up your butt? What?
Yeah. Fucking you put it in your butt. I put it up your butt.
That's you never what boof boofing? Means?
Yeah, like you boof. Yeah. You ever boof some mushrooms?
Actually,
don't act like you don't know what boofing is.
I didn't know. Oh, but
that's all show title right there. I have no idea what boofing is.
Boof some mushrooms. Show title.
My high school, freshman, sophomore, all through high school, we would say, no boof. And that was like, no boof, bro. Like, you could use it like...
That's hey, like no like, homo?
No, no. Yeah, like no homo. But I swear to God, I'm talking about 1990, whatever. Everyone was like, no boof, dude. And if someone's like, the homework got changed, like, no boof, you know? It was no boof everything. I even could say to the high school guy, he'd laugh his ass off right now because you haven't heard that, but everyone was no boofing.
The only way I remember boofing was...
people in their late 30s.
Well, dude, yeah, very late. Well, I'm going to say it must be only people in their late 30s because I never heard that. The only time I've ever heard boofing is literally it means putting drugs up your butt. Like a way to take drugs in your butt. Like, I don't remember. So-and-so, like some celebrity, like, did you hear what happened to the he used to boof.
Chugging.
He used to boof cocaine. Boofing's hella dangerous because you can't throw it up. Like, there's no way to, your body won't have a reaction to any of that.
My ass has thrown up before.
My ass threw up today.
From a smell.
Yeah, dude, WD-40. You want to, if you're constipated, huff some WD-40 and it'll get you going.
That's check.
Some Patreon level shit. You can check that out. Fenn said the news anchor said Waffle House on the second Waffle House mention. What was the other one I was going to play? Oh, yeah. This happened in Pennsylvania this week.
New this morning, Pennsylvania State Police are scrambling to crack the case of a massive egg heist. The thieves hatched a plot to steal 100,000 eggs from the back of a trailer at Pete and Jerry's Organics in Greencastle, Franklin County on Saturday night. That's near Gettysburg. Police say the stolen eggs are worth about $40,000. That's an expensive omelet. Of course, this crime is coming amid soaring egg prices given the bird flu outbreaks across the country.
What is that? 40 cents an egg.
Do they think it's foul play?
I was waiting for a groan because like they start off with like the cracked plot to
Oh, cracked up. That's good.
Hatched a plot.
Hatched a plot to, you know, police can't crack the case or whatever the fuck they said. How are you going to...
I said something like that. I think I said those. The same thing when my coworker's bird died. And I was like, maybe it was foul play. But people...
Did they appreciate it or die?
No, they have the bird for like 30 years or something.
That, yeah, yeah. Was it like a some sort of like African gray? They love it, you know.
They
carry it
around and they ride their bike with it and shit. Yeah. Yeah, one of these parrots or whatever.
I knew a woman that had two birds, and I can't. It's not that I can't stand birds, but they are fucking annoying, and they are something that it's like you know, if someone has a bird, you better love that bird. It's like hating someone's dog, but even worse. Because that thing, a lot of those things will outlive you. Like, they'll live to be like 80 years old and shit. You know? Also, they don't do well with the new owner. So, like, a lot of times the owner will die, and that bird will be like 50 years old with like 30 years to go, and then it's just pissed at everything for the rest of its life. And they scream, and they can't control their shit. Like, they just shit on everything all, whenever. Like, just there's just shit coming out. It's kind of a nightmare.
I don't know. I had a bird for a short time, but there was poo, and it chewed up all the bookends.
They can't not shit. Like, you can't train it to shit in anything. They just shit whenever they shit.
My sister had a parrot. She got it when she was still living at home. I don't know how old she was, but then, you know, she moved out and just left the parrot there.
Oh my God.
Luckily, you know, like, it knew my parents well enough that it didn't mind.
But oh.
It passed away way before it should have. Like, it died early.
It's almost.
Don't they really get used to one person?
That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't want a new person, and they can live to be like 80 years old or some crazy shit. So the odds of you outliving it are not great, and they attach to one person, and then they fucking hate everyone. And I knew someone that had two birds, and they would be crazy loud. Like, it's like 2-year-old mm-hmm. child screaming loud. Like, that scream, that high-pitched scream that, like, gives you, it almost hurts your ears. And the only thing you could do to shut them up was put a fucking cloth over their cage so they would go to sleep, and it was almost like drugging them. It felt bad, like, you know what I mean? Like, the whole situation was bad.
Yeah.
Did you notice the Turdat said he'll be right back, and he's got a new Twitch handle.
A new name.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that was him.
He used to be Calgon, and now he's Calgana, because he forgot his Twitch handle, and now he probably made that today.
The best thing about the bird is it would occasionally just start mocking my mom's laugh. And it was
fucking that's pretty good.
Best shit ever.
It's tough because they're super smart. And so it feels like, unless they're taken care of well, it almost feels abusive. Like, I don't know. You have to have, like, people leave them in their wills and shit mm-hmm. because they know. They're never going to make it. You know. Turtles, too.
Turtles even more so. I think they live forever.
But turtles, like, don't really give a fuck who owns them. They just...
Yeah, that's true.
They're just around. So, as long... You know. I remember Milty had an illegal turtle. He talked about one time. It was on... It was,
turtle?
It was on here. He was like... He was on here one time, and he talked about he owns a turtle that he's not supposed to have, and it hibernates every winter for like a certain amount of months, and he literally puts it in a box and puts it in like the attic or a closet or something, and it just sits there for like 4 months or however long it is, and then they just go get it and bring it out. Other people that own them, turtles, when they hibernate, they'll bury themselves in their yard. Like, they'll dig a hole and, like, just bury themselves, and then they'll just be there for, like, 4 months.
Okay.
Welcome back, Calgana. See, this is why I like having a camera, because now my dog's barking and I can look at my front door and see. Is there nobody there? Well, sometimes there is somebody there, but my hope is there's nobody there. I don't want anyone there. Bro, I'll find it. I don't have, I'll have to dig up the clip. I have a camera in my garage. And no joke, the other day, my phone will send me a notification when there's movement if I've got it like set to alarm or what, not, you know, Andy knows, set to away or whatever the setting is. It looked like someone waved a fucking hockey stick in front of the camera. And I freaked out because I was like, dude, there's someone in my garage checking to see if my camera's going off. And I went out there and it was a fucking spider on the camera and its leg looked like a hockey stick going past the camera. And I'm telling you, I'll show you guys the clip later. It looks like someone waving a giant stick or some shit in front of it. Night, Magnus. What are you drinking over there, Tiet?
I have some Stellas, but I don't know.
You want to hear a clip of Bill Gates talking about taking acid? Bill Gapes.
I don't know.
I don't give a shit. I'm going to play it anyway. That was a rhetorical question. Here's Bill Gapes.
You know what I heard, actually, before you play that?
Okay.
Steve Jobs used to talk shit about Bill Gates because he hadn't taken acid.
Well, that's exactly what this... He was talking about that this week, and he addresses exactly that. He talks about exactly that, and it's new. Like, he was on some show this week talking about it.
I wanted to have a personal computer, and my friend Paul Allen and I, in the earlier, you know, figured out, hey, we see this and other people don't. We don't know why, but let's go show them.
Yeah. He sounds like fun, by the way, Paul Allen.
He was a Hendrix fan. He played the guitar.
Yeah, experimented with LSD.
He made me do the same thing.
Yeah. Did that? Hold on, now. I don't want to have it, no flashbacks. I don't want to have no flashbacks. What was that like? Do you remember the experience?
It was a little crazy. The funny thing was later, when Steve Jobs was kind of denigrating me, he said, oh, Bill Gates has no design taste. He should have taken acid. And I was like, wait a minute. I took the acid. It was just I got the batch that's about code, not about design.
You got the weird batch.
He got a very different batch than I did.
Yeah.
So he took it. Even though Jobs was whatever. Jobs was kind of a dick, like looking back on a lot of that stuff. Who was the other guy that started Apple with him? Wozniak? Yeah, like Wozniak is kind of a bro and Jobs was kind of a prick. Like denying that he had his own daughter, like into adulthood and shit. And then like refusing to get treated for cancer and thinking that he could just eat fruit. Like just change to an all fruit diet and that was gonna fix everything. I don't know. Whatever.
That was an interesting little segue. Or change of topic.
What, into the Bill Gates thing?
Yeah. What the fuck were we talking about before that?
I don't know.
Eggs?
We were talking about eggs. I had asked about eggs because I saw a clip of Costco. Yeah, we were talking about birds. I saw a clip of Costco getting like had a run on eggs and they were just gone in like a minute. Well, I mean,
they're super cheap there compared to everywhere else.
Well, and the reason
is just normal.
What I found out about that, because I kind of looked into it a little bit, was restaurants had suppliers that all raised the price of eggs, and Costco didn't raise the price. And so instead of ordering from their suppliers, went and would just fucking fill up, you know, carts and carts full of eggs from Costco. And then there was just no eggs for anybody. But it kind of was the reason why I asked if you guys had trouble getting eggs or whatever.
I think that's illegal, too.
Well, Costco started as a place...
store and buy shit.
What?
You have to, like, a restaurant to use the supplier.
Costco started...
You can go to Costco and buy stuff.
Costco started as a business place first and then became consumer. So Costco, you can do that. They started as like a place for businesses to go. I mean, that's why they still sell like a business or level membership or whatever that I don't know what you get out of that, but
I have that.
Do you? Cause, even when I was ordering my groceries off of Amazon, I had looked the night before. Well, what I'll do for if I'm ordering groceries off of Amazon is I'll add shit to my cart. Because it keeps a separate cart from your regular cart. There's like a grocery cart and a regular one. When I realize I'm out of something, I'll add it to my grocery cart. And I went to add eggs, and they were out of eggs. And when I went to actually get groceries the next day, they had them. But they were sold out on them when I first looked. So I was just wondering. I don't need a ton of them.
It's a toilet paper thing all over.
It is. That's exactly what it is.
Eat something else for a couple weeks.
I don't eat eggs every day, but I do use them in cooking. And lately I've been on like kind of making muffins kick. And I need eggs for that.
Bro, the Muffin Man.
Oh. Bro, do you know the Muffin Man?
Apparently I do.
Blueberry muffins? A blueberry muffin and a banana for breakfast? Oof. Pretty fucking good.
Muffins on Monday. You got a dozen muffins.
Yeah, I freeze them. They freeze really well.
You're not going to need to make muffins for another 2 weeks.
Yeah, but I was out of eggs, and I needed...
You use two eggs when you make the muffins.
You know what? I didn't have 1,000 eggs in my house. I ran out of the eggs that I had, and I needed to buy eggs. And then they were out of eggs. I don't know.
Can't believe eggs are this topic. It's been going on for a while. Like, eggs are so expensive.
You're the one that brought it back up.
You don't want to pay for the eggs. Don't buy the eggs.
I was on Bill Gates taking acid. I was
talking about eggs for fucking a millennia.
You were.
Not me. I'm not talking about eggs.
You brought it back up. I got a
case of eggs from Sam's Club. I don't even know. I ate four eggs this morning.
You got a fucking...
I think I looked at the price.
You go to Sam's... I'm not asking for the price. I was asking if people had trouble buying them. Do you go to Sam's Club?
Allie does.
Why Sam's Club?
I don't know. Maybe that's where she gets her box wine. I don't know where the fuck she goes there for.
But you, like, why go to Sam's Club if you have Costco? Costco's closer, even.
I got Costco, too, but, you know, Costco's a little tough with those lines, huh?
I don't know.
You can't go on a weekend. Only a lunatic's going there on a weekend.
I
agree.
I hate going there. I've complained on here for years about going to Costco. I go there for the things that I need to go there for. Like, they have my dog's food there and some other things.
You know, you can order delivery.
Yeah, dude, but you know how much Costco delivery is? It's ridiculous. I go there.
You spend over $200 or something.
No, I don't think so. Bro, I don't even walk in there without spending at least $200. If that was the case, I'd never go there. I go there like every 4 months.
You can get Costco delivery, at least right here, through Instacart.
Yeah, but fuck that. I mean, it is worth, like, not paying an extra $50 to go to Costco once every 4 months or something. I just don't go there, like, once a week or whatever. I wait. When I do go there, I'll buy, like, 4 bags of dog food and, you know, whatever I need. But Turdette's right. It's a hassle. Like, the fucking lines and the people and all that shit. If Sam's Club was legitimately better, maybe I'm missing out on that. I don't fucking know. Seth Anonymous says, show still kind of sucks. I'm out for another year. And me too.
See you, bud.
This is it.
Who the fuck's that guy?
Probably Brent.
He's not out.
He'll be back. Nobody's out.
Yeah.
He was saying negative shit 2 hours ago, and he's been here this whole time.
Yeah, he says negative shit. He didn't have to, you know, that's the trick, though. It's like, you showed up.
No.
Like, you knew all, what was going on.
All negativity is a reflection of him. It's not us.
It's a lack
of
attention.
Even though we may suck.
It's attention seeking.
He may suck, but it's his own thing. Same with fun. I'm negative towards someone. It's because I'm in a thing. I'm having a funk.
You're right. You're 100% right.
True.
I think I've even apologized to someone before saying that. Matter of fact, I'll say I remember exactly the last time I did that. Before I found out my mom was sick, the last show we did, I yelled at Andy before the show. Like, bad.
It's actually why we canceled the show for a year.
Oh, yeah.
I yelled at Andy big time, and it was over nothing. And Andy was like a gentleman about it. He's like, well, I don't have to be here tonight. Like, I can go. And I was like, no, dude. And I apologized right then. I was like, I don't know why I yelled at you, but it had nothing to do with you. And it didn't.
I must have missed that.
It didn't. It was in the pre-show. It was before we even started recording.
Yeah, if I wasn't there.
No, I mean, I yelled at him before we started recording. Like, yelled at him. Like, I don't yell at anyone ever. And it was because I knew something was wrong, but I didn't know what it was. And that week, that was the last show. And that week is when I found out that my mom had cancer. And I never forgot about that.
Andy, you know, it's hard to respect someone that plays, that's gone axe throwing more than twice. I give you one, you go axe throwing one time. And then maybe you bring your friend like, hey, check out this axe throwing. But that's it. Anything past two is psychopathic. You're not, it is nothing going on there. I don't care if you think you are super good. You're not winning any awards. You're not winning any, no one's going to put you on TV. There's nothing there.
Right now. And it is on TV.
No.
You can watch on ESPN. Saying,
you think whatever you want, buddy. But that is a sign. That's a big red flag for me. So I would yell at
him. What makes
you
feel any better?
I would yell at him a lot more.
I hung it up.
You should retire of that.
Yes. I retired.
Some dude says
some trophies,
probably need to rethink a lot of things. I don't know what else you're involved in.
But you're the one yelling at Brent for not having a hobby or not doing anything for a year.
No, that's not a hobby. That's just some bar.
It is a hobby.
That's exactly what it is.
No, it's the same. You know, it's not a hobby. Axe throwing. Who's doing axe throwing?
Well, he doesn't do it.
Welcome back.
I don't do anymore. Fuck axe throwing.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back to the show.
You do axe throwing. You're stupid.
I want to tell you that
I'll give you twice.
A beehive in your front yard, Andy.
I want to tell you that I had this discussion with Turd Hat before. I don't think last time we saw each other, maybe the time before, where I stood up for you and I was like, you know, he plays against people that are like top 10 in the nation and blah blah blah, and he's like ranked in his state and all this stuff. And all I got was that like half-hearted chuckle back from him, like the dismissive chuckle. Show title, Dismissive Chuckle.
What are you going to do? What are you going to do? I mean, whatever.
I'm just saying that I wanted Andy to know that I was like, no, he actually is on the cusp of like being, you know, like he's fought neck and neck with guys that are like sponsored and make money doing it and get this and this. And
no, that's not true. Let's just move on. I don't want to argue about it. You need to think. Go through your list of things you do in the day.
I almost
choked. Double check and think about it. What's reality and what you're just doing because you're a lunatic. And then come back. You know, we'll talk next week or whenever there's a show.
What do you do where you're like top 10 in the state? Or where you're like.
No. He's not top 10 in the state, dude. He's not top 10 nothing. It doesn't even matter because axe throwing is not a real thing. No one's axe throwing. This is a thing bars do because there's nothing around. There's a niche. They like, I need to get more people in this bar. It's the same reason they invented those fucking drinks with the copper cup. It's just to sell vodka, dude. You're not doing anything. You're just going in there selling their vodka.
How do you pronounce it?
I mean, the more you look around, everything you're doing, everything that's happening between Twitter and I go on TikTok. I look at TikTok. It's harder now. Everyone's just selling shit. Sell.
Well, that's,
even if you don't even
true.
Know it, they're
that's
selling
true.
Shit. Twitter, selling. Everyone's selling. Everyone's trying to teach you something. Look at the, I'm an idiot. I bought these fucking shoes with a copper pin in the bottom.
I was about to say, like, How many fucking audiobooks have you bought that have told you to fucking buy some copper shoes and shit?
Gladys, go look up the history of the Moscow Mule. That drink was invented because the guy had a truckload of those copper cups and they didn't know what to do with them.
He's actually,
like, well, I'll make a drink and pour that shit in here.
Actually,
and
it was, sell that shit. You're close to that, but it was invented by a vodka salesman.
Don't actually me. I don't need to hear it.
You're right. It's just a different product. It wasn't the cups.
You don't have to change the story. It's going fine without you interjecting. Well, I'm saying that everyone's selling.
If you like the truth.
And you're buying it with your axe throwing it or whatever, your Peloton. Look at Brenton's fucking Peloton's got dust on it.
I've learned a couple things from Turdette tonight. If you don't have a hobby, you suck. If you do have a hobby, you double suck.
That's not a hobby. You're just a consumer. That axe throwing is, you're paying what, $50 to throw some shit at a wood board in there, and everyone's getting hammered.
Can you define hobby?
You know what?
What's your definition?
Hold on, I got a new hobby. I didn't tell you guys about it. I bought a fake baby and I brought it to a bar. And I wanted to show people how cool this fucking fake baby was because I saw it on TikTok and I thought it was real, but it was a fucking scam.
That's true.
I got scammed while I was wearing my shoes with nails in them.
You bought a TikTok baby.
You saw the video.
Well, yeah, I saw the video, but that ain't what you got.
It was a realistic baby, and I got jobbed.
You did get now, jobbed.
That's not my fault. I can't blame myself. I can only do my best version of what
I
think is right.
I can only buy stuff off of TikTok and trust that they're selling me a quality product.
You know, I also bought a 15-foot skeleton there and didn't ever even show up. I had to get my money back. Yeah. I want a big skeleton.
I had to get my money back from my 15-foot skeleton.
But now, if I see something I like, I'll go on Amazon and make sure, and then I get it from a reputable place. Although, I don't even know about that.
Yeah. You gotta watch your ass out there.
Gotta be careful out there.
Flatus says Turdette's hobby is getting jobbed. A little bit.
I occasionally get jobbed. I'm a trusting guy.
At least if it's on Amazon, you usually have recourse. Like, you can yell at somebody, not even the seller, but you can yell at Amazon and be like, this guy is full of shit. And as long as you don't do it like once a week, Amazon usually will take care of you. Like, they'll usually just be like, all right, I'll give you your fucking money back. But if you're buying shit off of like TikTok or AliExpress, or whatever the fuck it is, you know, you're just throwing your money out the window and hoping somebody throws something back.
Nah, yeah. I bought stuff on TikTok. I buy stuff on TikTok all the time.
All the time? Well, that doesn't surprise.
Okay, maybe not all the time, but I'll buy.
I believe
a couple weeks, maybe. I don't know.
Okay, that's all the time.
Not all the time.
I was about to say, I didn't mean to imply that you don't do it. I meant to imply that you do buy shit from TikTok all the time. Like, I believe that you would do that.
Andy's a consumer.
He is.
That's exactly what I'm saying. You can fall into this thing where you just, I don't want to say sheep, but it's like a sheep. And I don't like that metaphor because people use it in politics, think you're a sheep or you're a lion.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But you can turn into this zombie. You're like a zombie who just falls into the capitalist consumer machine, and you're just running with it, dude. Like, give me all that shit. You know,
we haven't really met before, but that's me. Yeah.
Yeah. Andy is that.
I love that shit. I love consumerism.
He's unabashedly.
I love it.
A buyer of products and services.
Right. And feeds the machine, and that's how people get very rich. He's not the only one. Millions and millions of Americans and people all over the world are just into this thing where they're just buying, and it's dopamine, addiction.
Hey, Sauce, say what you just said in the chat on here, because I like that.
Oh, well, he was saying that he has a new hobby. He buys things and never really.
Yeah.
Starts to follow through to the hobby. I was making fun of my wife because she has ADHD as well, but I was reading that somebody said start a group where ADHD people just come together and switch hobbies with each other and you send them all your gear. So, like, I have a friend who started photography and stopped there flying drones.
Yeah.
He's like, it'd be good if I could just switch hobbies and send all my gear to them. They send me their shit.
It's actually kind of genius. Like, you know, if you can make that work in some sort of startup, it could be pretty successful. Like, myoldhobby.com or whatever the fuck, and get a thing. I mean, I don't know how you would handle the price of everything, but like everybody switch gear like every 2 months. Yeah.
I got a bin of fly fishing shit. I'll send out. I got some bins. Wood carving.
I got a bin of like dope photography shit that I haven't touched. I mean, that all is still perfectly viable, you know, camera and lenses and all that shit.
How about that fucking shipping container of stupid air fryers you bought all that shit?
What?
Cocksucker. Yeah. Once you get that sense.
What about your air fryer?
Get your ass out of here.
You were in my house.
Ninja air fryer.
And you saw my air fryer, and I use it every day.
I didn't go looking around at your air fryer.
And I have my Instant Pot on my fucking counter. That I used. I made spaghetti sauce in it yesterday.
Okay. Right with the muffins, right? Your frozen muffins? Your two eggs?
Wait. Am I fucking heckling me for cooking now? Is that what you're going to do?
Yeah.
Is that what you're doing?
I'm mad at your cooking.
You're not cooking. This is an old favorite.
Air fryer.
Brent, you can't cook nothing.
Instant.
You couldn't cook a bologna sandwich if all the shit was right in front of you.
You're not 100% wrong.
Dude, I had a fried bologna sandwich for breakfast today.
Vacuum sealer.
Really?
Yeah, but I bought it at a store. So.
Oh, that's weird on so many levels. You bought a bologna sandwich.
Fried,
you
know, bologna, egg and cheese breakfast sandwich.
I can't. Oh, okay. It was like a hot sandwich, like an egg sandwich.
Yeah, hot, like thick bologna slice. Thick.
Bologna.
Say that again.
I heard someone ordering a bologna sandwich, and everyone after they left was like, "That motherfucker."
Why would you order bologna? A bologna sandwich? Yeah,
was someone insane, lunatic?
I don't buy it. So I'm gonna order.
No one. Yeah. Why? Well, I don't have bologna at home, so when I go out, I get bologna.
Yeah, a splurge.
The people only
on amphetamines eat bologna.
I've never gone anywhere and said, you know, I think, you know what I think I want? I want to get that fucking bologna. Looks hell of good.
But
no, you would get bologna over bacon or like a sausage.
Ham.
Like anything else, you're like, no, I mean, pass that one, the bologna.
not all the time, but this little store that I go to, yeah. Okay. I mean, I get breakfast sandwiches a lot. But...
No, breakfast sandwiches fucking slap.
Maybe like one out of 15 times I get this, but
that's worth cooking for too.
I like a salami sandwich every once in a while.
Yeah. Sure.
Salami's good. That's kind of like bologna, but it's a little classier.
I almost got a fried scrapple sandwich.
What is that?
I've had scrapple before. It's a little weird.
Bits and pieces.
It's a little like head cheese, if you know what that is.
Good God. Mm-hmm.
It's weird. I'm not saying it's not weird, but like you can get fried scrapple and get it, you know. I used to work at kind of a higher end deli, and you'd be surprised how many people want that shit.
Yeah, I know. One of my coworkers and my grandparents, they would eat brains, you know. They still
like it. Yeah, yeah. And honestly, like, there's bologna, like German bologna, that fucking people from Germany want that bologna. I don't even remember, Scott, what name it is, but.
Dude, the beehive is good, and they're pumping. I'm just waiting until winter's over so I can suck that honey out of the top of it. I don't want to take all their shit while it's freezing cold.
No,
but
you fuck them up.
I've talked to other, you know, even the guy that helped me with the first nucleus of bees, he was like, they might not make it for the first winter, but it's been whatever since the pandemic.
Been years, yeah.
And I've talked to other beekeepers that are like, yeah, I lost my whole hive like this year or whatever, and they're bummed.
Have they split off at all, like to form a new hive that you
hell
know?
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I was going to ask crazy. About that. Yeah.
And then there's a
hell
big,
yeah.
Could you see him throwing swarm. His hand down? Like, hell yeah, they did that.
Well, if you talk to other beekeepers, you know,
they do it like
they frown on it.
When they're healthy, they do it like once a year, no?
A couple times. I don't know. Yeah, if it's pumping and it gets too crowded, about, you know, 20,000 bees will swarm around the hive and the air looks like bees everywhere.
Yeah.
And you're like, what's happening? And then people are running and shit. But then they go into some tree.
If you want an answer why I don't go over to Turd Hat's house ever, it's because I'm allergic to bees and he has a beehive in his front yard, like near where you walk to his door. But like you got to walk a gauntlet of bees to get in
his house. The beekeeper would say that you're supposed to go in
they
there,
won't.
knock off the queen cones or whatever, and clean things up so they don't. And then, like, pull out a couple of frames, put some empty ones, and then I got to make a new hive over here.
Yeah,
I'm not doing all that. I'm just letting them proliferate, if that's the right word. I just want them to grow.
You're repopulating the area with bees.
That's right, dude.
Bees are a big deal. We need bees. They've been in decline. Like, we need more people that have bees. I'm just allergic to bees.
I
can't control that. No. Do you? I need to get a new one, actually.
I had a, actually, last Christmas party, so 2023, December, I had to do something. I went and got a bagel and a banana. That's it. And then I start driving to San Rafael, which is about 30 minutes away. And by the time I'm halfway there, I notice that I'm having a sneezing attack and my eyes are real itchy. Mm. And I start looking in the rear view mirror, like my eyes are hella itchy. And then I keep driving and then I'm looking in the mirror and my face is swollen up like a pumpkin.
And your eyes are starting to close up and shit.
Close up.
Yeah.
Fully closed.
I know.
And my lips.
Jeez.
And, I have had that.
So I looked up a emergency clinic and I drove right to it. And they were like, I went to the front desk and they're like, what's the problem? And I'm like, lady.
Motherfucker, look at my
thing, dude. My face.
Look at my football face.
I'll send you a picture of it. It was fucked up. And they were like, oh shit, they brought someone in and an EpiPen and they had to take me in an ambulance to the fucking, to the hospital and do some other shit. If they give you an EpiPen, they have to send you to the hospital in an ambulance.
Yeah, that's not surprising. But,
then now I got EpiPens in my thing. So
I've gone to the hospital before before I had an EpiPen from bees, from running over a beehive with a lawnmower. Not a beehive, but a wasp hive, like in the ground, and got stung a bunch of times. And then another time I got stung multiple times. I've gone through like one sting and it's, you know, I get like a big lump, but not like an EpiPen thing. But a couple different times I've had multiple stings, and one time I had to give myself an EpiPen shot because I was home by myself, not recently, like a million years ago, but EpiPen shot, and it's weird because you're giving yourself adrenaline and all of a sudden you have like a flight or fight response. You know what I mean? It's like if someone just dropped you off a building. And your body was responding to that. All of a sudden, you just feel like you're ready to fucking bolt into action in some way. It's weird.
I did not have that. I don't know. I was more worried about other shit.
You might have been worried and just already had some shit going, you know. Like, I don't know. I remember having a very distinct, because it's epinephrine. It's what your body releases when you go into like a, you know.
Yeah, I mean, everybody's different, but I didn't get the response either when they
gave you that?
Injected me. Yeah.
I remember having like a tweak out, like immediately.
My brother said like, yeah, he got a shot and just wanted to like run around and like jump and kick shit.
Like, yeah. Yeah. That's how I felt. Crazy. Like I didn't know I didn't even know how to react. I just felt like I was like, you know, full of adrenaline all of a sudden.
Yeah, my sister's boyfriend had like almost the same story Turdhat just said. He was going to work, only ate a banana for breakfast. Didn't even make it to work before he was so swollen up and couldn't breathe. Drove to the hospital. And yeah, they said, oh, you're allergic to bananas. And gave him a pen. So
it's weird like, that
out of nowhere.
That pen fixes all of those different things. Like, oh, bees? Let me jab you with this pen. Oh, allergic to banana? Let me hit you with this pen. Like, whatever it is, they just hit you with fucking adrenaline well, and you get pulled out of it.
Your blood pressure drops.
Night Ender. Yeah, but, like, my throat was closing up and shit. You know what I mean? Like, my face was swelling up. It's crazy. And that, you know, just saved your life. And then there's some fucking jackass that's trying to make those things, like, $2,000, you know? They're like, I'm going to buy the EpiPen thing and make everyone pay, you know. That's just reality of whatever. But.
I don't feel very good.
I'm going to take a piss. I'm going to play you one more clip, and then we just have a couple phone calls, and we'll get out of this bitch. So I'll be right back. Talk amongst yourselves for 2 seconds. I got to remember to close the door so you don't hear, like, pee coming from down the hallway. It's like a weird now I live alone thing, you know? Where it's just like, I can just do whatever. Like, take a dump with the door open. You'll hear a deep sound.
Yeah, let me make sure your stream sounds okay.
You're gonna hear the drip drip.
You're going to hear what the bottom of the bowl sounds like. You know what I'm saying? I'll be right back. 2 seconds.
I would actually be impressed if we could hear his piss from down the hall.
It's going to sound like he's sitting down. You know, I took a gnarly shit earlier, and
tell me all about it.
What was gnarly about it?
That I had some like really spicy food earlier, so just it was
bologna. Yeah,
it was hot coming out. And I came out. My wife's like, "Good Lord, how long were you spraying that water in there?" And I was like, "Listen, I had to make sure I get everything clean. I was moving around front to back, side to side, washing." She was like, "It was on for like 10 minutes," and my kids were like, "The water bill is going to go up." I'm like, God, that's what they do now. My kids get older; they all gang up on me.
They're hassling you about the water bill.
You know, because I say the same thing with them taking long ass showers, right? So now they just get me back. Dude, my son has bad ADHD too, and he goes in there and turns on the shower, and he just stands in there for fucking 10 minutes.
I don't think it's that.
He's probably doing something else.
He may be now, but he's been doing that shit for years.
Trust me. It's the perfect crime. They think I'm showering. Yeah, I got ADHD too, bro. Stand there.
They said I watched some video, whatever, and dude's like, it's like a sensory thing. Like, you'll lay against the shower and then, like, wall, and just 10 minutes go by. Like, oh, wait.
Yeah.
Who are you talking about? Was
my son.
I just caught the tail end of it.
Yeah, he's in the shower and stand there for 10 fucking minutes. And no, he's not jailing. Well, maybe sometimes, but he'll stand there for 10 minutes and I'm knocking on the door. Like, oh, all right. Yeah, I'm showering right now.
Is he not in the shower yet, or is he just hanging out in the shower?
He's in there, just standing there.
Bro, I see nothing wrong with that. I love it.
Yeah, no, I mean, a lot of people do that. But they say it's worse with people with ADHD because it's like a water sensory and whatever.
Oh.
Yeah, I have it. I love standing in the shower.
Oh, dude, today I took, like, talking about having nothing to do, took a long talking ass. About... yeah.
Yeah, they recommend people use, like, a timer, or like some people, like, well, I'll play a song, and after 3 songs, it triggers me to realize I'm still in there or something.
That's what they do at the strip club. Like, you get 3 songs in the private room
for this much money.
Yeah.
When's the last time you were in a strip club? Just out of curiosity. Really?
A month and a half, 6 weeks.
With, like, for what? Not by yourself, but like with people?
We went to the city, and yeah, we'll go to the strip club here and there.
Okay. I'm weirded out by strip clubs. Like, I don't really like them.
I got her one, you know, I don't know.
All right. I'm following.
You started
retreat,
this twice.
Retreat.
I'm just gonna
I can retreat. I can make up the rest myself. You don't need to say anything. I mean, I know, like, you didn't go, you know, you didn't, you weren't going to finish that sentence and say, I got her buffalo wings. Like, you're going to say, I got her a fucking lap dance or whatever the fuck.
And, well, yeah. Okay. Well, whatever.
I know where that was headed.
But yeah, you know,
we're I better not say the last two
like,
words.
That chick's hot. And I was like, well, and then I just went over and talked to the chick. I was like, how much, do you, you know, private yeah. thing? Not for both of us, just her.
Oh, a private thing for just her. Okay.
Yeah. You know.
Did yeah, you not? So there. You weren't even back there.
I didn't want to make the other chick feel weird about it. I didn't want to creep
the,
her out.
You mean the,
I was
the
just
stripper?
Like, you guys go.
You don't want to yeah. make the stripper feel weird because you're. There.
I know. That's weird. I just was like, no.
She does fine. That all. Like, that's the least weird thing yeah, right. she probably did all day.
I know.
As if there was a guy.
I've spent a lot of time trying not to creep chicks out. Like, at the gym, I'm staying away from people. You know, I don't
have to try really hard.
That's true.
That's the problem. See, out. Like, if it's with a woman, that's different in a way, and in a way, like, less creepy. But it just feels creepy to me in general. Like strip clubs do. Like just guys.
Oh, of course, they're creepy.
Guys, dirty, guys going in a group to just—it's just weird to me. Like I'm. It's, I wouldn't call it self-conscious because I'm not like tripping on myself. I just feel like this is, you know, they know how jacked up guys are and you're going in there. You know, I don't know. Like the whole thing just feels like really we've all got to pretend that like this isn't a weird situation.
Yeah.
And pretend, you know, and you know that they're not into it. You know what I mean? Like, no, like they have no interest in any of that at all. And you have to try and suspend disbelief that they're actually somewhat into it or just try and forget that they're like,
no, it's not a, it's completely just like something fun kind of to do.
Right. It could
you
be
know, at night well, if you're out at night.
It might, well, in like bachelor parties and shit. And I've done that. And it's just like, I'll go. It's just like, I'm up in my head about it. Like all this is fake and like, they're not into it. They'd rather be doing anything else. Like they don't want to be here. Yeah.
They're saying, you know, oh
right.
my God, you're so hot. And you're like, okay, lady.
Yeah, you know. Sort of. Like, they don't, it's not even that they're saying that. It's just like, you know that they're just like bummed out. You know, whatever.
Well, go look at porn then. I mean, how do you not think the same thing?
Because, I don't have to sit there and like have a real person in front of me who's like looking me in the eyes and is like, just like, I would do anything to not have to do this. You can just feel it, you know, for the most part.
Any woman in porn, if you're really looking at it, they're not stoked.
Oh, no, I'm not saying they are. I'm just, you know, a strip club is a different level. Some of them are in porn. I mean, some of them.
There's a few like that have been abused real bad in their childhood
for sure.
Where they're stoked. Yeah.
Or that they're making, I mean, they're making so much money that they don't feel exploited. But everything is, you know, there's degrees of everything. I think in a strip club, the level of exploitation is much higher. And plus, it's like real life front and center. And, you know, I'm just like, ugh, you feel I feel gross kind of going there.
Yeah.
That's why you got to go in there and be a good customer. You got to shake things up.
You do. You got to throw the dollars out there.
Yeah. Right. Instead of like being, don't be the creepy guy in there wearing your sweatpants.
Yeah. But then they're pretending.
They're people too.
They're just pretending that they like. That when all you know in reality they don't they just will do whatever
nah,
they
have. It's total they'll just change
act, they'll just act like however they have to act to try and make you believe that they're not
if you kill them with kindness out. They'll give you a discount
no if you give yeah. them money they'll pretend to like you I mean there's nothing else nah. It doesn't get any you deeper than that yeah, you can be yeah they really do like you not the ones I've been to. They actually like me. Let me play this one last clip that I found this week, which was from this is for, did anyone hear from Math lately? Math?
He posted in the Math? Yes.
Because this is not.
He's on Discord sometimes.
This isn't from.
What about Meech? You heard from Meech?
Meech was.
I have tried to message Meech multiple times and have not heard from him. I've heard from Ashley once, but not Meech.
It's been a while. Yeah, I'm trying to remember the last time I talked to him. I mean, let me play this real quick, because it's from the...
Hello, I'm from London, England.
...area. It's not from England, but it's not from London, but it's from England. And it made me think of, what's his name? Salford. Salford, England. Hopefully, and she's got an accent, but I think you can understand this.
Man who pleasured himself in a public sauna says, I was just warming my chicken. Mancunian Sin Jung was caught touching himself in a sauna in Salford while staring at a shocked woman. The court was told, he stood up, he was looking at me, he pulled down his pants just below the knee, he grabbed his penis and I could see his hands were going up and down. I thought, oh my God. Prosecutors said he became aroused by feeling the pool jets on his bottom. The 59-year-old man told officers he was just warming up his chicken, which is what he calls his genitals. Jung admitted he was touching his penis, but said it was not in a sexual way and that he was very cold. The victim said he was in a sauna and was 100% sure it was a sexual act. The leisure centre said he had done some weird stuff previously. His defence lawyer said he accepted his behaviour on that day to be unacceptable, but strongly denies sexual undertones. The magistrates ordered a pre-sentence report ahead of sentencing on June 24th. The maximum sentence for the offence is 6 months in prison.
I was gonna ask,
warming up my chicken.
Yeah.
I was just warming my chicken.
Just warming my chicken, bro.
Chicken's down there.
You hear the chicken joke lately?
Yeah, it's new.
He accepted that it was unacceptable.
I accept that it's unacceptable.
Chicken fucker, chicken fucker.
Yes.
I like that he admitted that he got aroused because of the bubbles tickling his bottom. And then he stood up and was tugging at his ding dong and was like, you're that, you know, that's disgusting. And he's like, I'm not I don't feel arousal from that. It was from the bubbles. I'm not doing that.
I was just warming my chicken.
Got bubbles.
What's that? Yeah, that was they must have a different term for sauna than here, because that's a jacuzzi. I was going to ask you sauna. When's the last time you were at the sauna, Turdat? Because I know you've gone. You're a fan. It's good for you. I mean, it is good for you.
I went back to that one over there once.
The one that we've gone to. I haven't gone to the sauna there. I usually have gone to the jacuzzi there.
I have a gym membership that has a sauna too, but I've just been using, I go on the seated bicycle and I'll do 30 minutes on there, and that brings out enough sweat. I feel like it's even better than a sauna, kind of.
Well, yeah, they're accomplishing the same pore cleansing, I suppose, but the sauna is a different relaxation level.
Yeah.
The only reason I never really use their sauna is because you have to call them in advance for them to fire it up. And I never, like, it would always be spur of the moment for me when I would go there, you know?
I agree. And it's sort of stupid, or that's booked, or da da da.
Right.
Okay, fuck on.
And I was going there for jacuzzi, but now I have a jacuzzi tub. And so it's like, well, if I want that, I'll just fucking stay home. Although,
right. It
is dope because theirs are, we're talking about this place. That's sort of in between our houses that you can get a jacuzzi and you can, they're outdoors with like plants all around, you know, and they're all super private and they each have their own outdoor shower and outdoor jacuzzi. And then, you could smoke weed out there, cowboy, and get in the jacuzzi and like put in your earbuds or whatever and fucking, chill out, and you can get a super hot one or a not. You know what I mean? Like, you can order it to temp, and it's crazy relaxing. Like,
it does sound nice.
Nobody can, it's not, because even if you have a jacuzzi at home, then there's other people or someone can get to you or whatever. There, you're like sequestered away. And as long as you turn your shit on, you know, do not disturb or whatever, you're Han Solo for like an hour. No one can get to you for like an hour or however long you book it. And you can order one so hot, which is what I usually do. You can't stay in it for more than 15 minutes or so. And you have to get out, and then you'll take like an ice cold shower and cool down again and then get back in. You know what I mean? And so you get like a, you leave after the end and you feel like you're made of jelly. Like your whole body yeah. is just like made of jelly. It's pretty great. It's a different experience from like having a hot tub at home. And they're, I mean, you've been there. If it was just me that been there, no one would probably believe it, but they're pretty fucking clean, or very clean. Like, I haven't been to one where it was fucked up or I felt weird about getting in it. And, it's not like crazy expensive. Like, it's kind of nice. So.
Yeah. I've been to some that are less clean. For sure.
Well, you were the one that turned me on to it, and the first time you told me about it, I was like, you gotta be fucking out of your mind if you think I'm gonna go sit into a fucking boiling soup of everybody's, you know, bullshit. But they have a bunch of them. I don't know how many they have, like 15 or something.
Seems like it.
A lot. And, you never go in there, or I've never been in there, where there's like tons of noise or whatever. It's like serene and quiet and outside, and you know when the best time to go is when it's raining. Go in that bitch when it's raining outside, and you get in that hot tub. Oh, it's fucking great. Let me just do the thing. We'll play our couple calls here. Kind of surprised who I heard from, actually. That's not the one I want. I want this.
Time for email. And some phone calls. Sausage at
Duke.
C-105.
Time for email and some phone calls here on the Vent Chat Show.
Fuck!
Time for email and some phone calls. I hope that they don't suck. Time for email and some phone calls here on the Vent Chat Show.
Ew.
Time for emails and some phone calls. Sauce is a giant douchebag.
Is charged with the story.
More.
Don't wake the snake.
Let's see. Cooper, there's just two here. I guess I'll play this one first. This person sent, yeah, it has been so long, BGO. BGO says, I got a full size at my house. It's great. Do you mean a sauna or a jacuzzi, or what do you mean? Which one? Jacuzzi, I'm betting.
Dawson, you got a hot tub there, huh?
No, I don't have a hot tub. They're too expensive. I have a sauna, but it's not, nothing fancy. It's like a pop-up like tent thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's not made out of wood. It's like a, you know, it's like a zipper door. It gets up to like 120 degrees. It's nice, but I'm waiting to get a nicer one.
What about you, Sauce? You don't got one in there?
Nope.
Sure as fuck no, Brent doesn't have one.
I actually have one that doesn't work.
Well, it's the same difference.
Even worse. I mean, did it work and then it just stopped working and you're like, fuck this?
Yeah. Like 10 years ago.
I've had a...
No, it still works. He's paying for the membership still.
Wait, you've only lived in that place how long? I thought you were in a new place.
We've been here for 6 years.
Oh.
6 long years. I've had 2 occasions where I stumbled into owning a hot tub. Actually, when you and I lived together, Turd Hat, we had a hot tub. Not a big one, but like a 4-person one. Pretty sure. In my old house, I had a hot tub, and both times it was a fucking giant pain in the ass for how much you end up using it. It's kind of like having a pool table in a weird way. Like, it sounds pretty fun at first, and then it's just like, you know, yeah, it's people come over and they're like, oh, you got a pool table, or oh, you got a hot tub. And you're like, yeah. And then the pool table ends up just taking up space and you don't use it. And the hot tub just ends up needing constant care. And you're like, fuck. And also, you're fucking getting slammed with power bills for keeping it hot all the time. Or it takes so fucking long to heat up that you never heat it up because... You're like, yeah, maybe I'll want to get in the hot tub tomorrow or whatever. Like, it's just not. Like, a hot tub's cool if someone else has to come take care of it, I guess. It's not that fun. The hot tub. It's not that fun when it's your shit. And it's like, a hot tub is just a mini pool with more problems. Like, you know, fucking chlorine and then this and then that. Like, oh, I gotta shock it. Anyway, the first one was from this person, who you'll know.
Hey, does this VenChat number still work? This is Meowth 900. I graduated college, and now I'm trying to find work basically anywhere, with animals or even customer service jobs, but those jobs kind of stink. Anyways, I heard the show was back after a hiatus or something. Hope Ben's mom's all good. Anyways, hope to hear from you soon. Thanks.
Not so much.
Well, it's good to hear from her. I'm glad she graduated. But yeah. Jobs is next part.
Yeah, I was like, I was kind of thinking, because I listened to that this afternoon. She called the Skype number, and that was right off the Skype numbers, which still works.
It works.
Yeah, it works. 925-246-CHAT.
It was working for a while.
It's been paid for, and whether it works or not is on Bill Gapes because it's a Microsoft product. Yeah.
we had lost messages a few times.
I mean,
we told people to stop using it.
It helped. Well, yeah, there's been times where people have claimed they've called in, and I was like, I don't have anything, but it does help in general if someone tells me. So I make sure and like double check because it's not the best about notifying you. But yeah, that worked. And I also like it used to have like a custom greeting and now it just like, I think just beeps, you know, where it'll ring and it's like boop and you have to know that you're leaving a message for us or whatever. And it used to have a 10-minute duration and now I think it's like a minute or 2 minutes or something. Because we used to get those drunk motherfuckers that would, like, hey, I'm in my bathroom on the toilet. It's 4 a.m. and I'm so drunk. And, like, they talk for 10 straight minutes. Remember? And that's where we get the, like, That Call Sucks song from and shit.
Fred Pismar.
Yeah. Actually, I'm going to read. She also sent an email. I'm just going to glance through it because she said some other shit because I think she didn't know if her thing would go through. Hey, VenChat's Meowth 900. I don't know if you remember me. We remember you. It's been a while.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. She says, I left a voicemail. I'm not sure if it worked out. Hope Fen's doing okay, taking care of his mama with a big heart. I appreciate that. Listen, I did my best, you know?
So, no, you failed.
How that shit goes sometimes. By the way, I'm not going to get mad at that comment, which I probably should get mad at. But there was a question of like, do you fight this or do you not fight this kind of thing? And she had like an 85 or 90% chance of beating it because there's different types of cancer. And like, I remember her doctor saying like, hey, if you're going to get cancer, this is the one you want to get. Like, this is the beatable cancer. And she ended up not dying from the cancer. She ended up dying like a lot of people do from secondary shit. So she had, she ended up getting pneumonia and then couldn't get treated for the cancer for the longest time because she was so sick from that, that that's technically the cancer got her, but it was because she had to stop taking chemo because she was so ill. I mean, she was in the hospital for over 30 days straight at one point, with pneumonia. So thanks for that. It's my fault and you fucked up comment, Turdad.
That's a weird translation of what I said, but I was going to say it makes you feel better.
Exactly how else to take it that I failed.
I just want to say that you are all going to die and no one is going to remember you for more than about 2 weeks after you're dead. So why don't you rethink that axe throwing shit and some of your bad attitude sauce? Next time you go in the bathroom and trying to squeeze out a pee and you get penis hemorrhoids. Okay?
I apologize.
If nobody's going to remember us, why do we got to do anything?
Well, you could do whatever you want. I just would think about that axe throwing.
I literally just squeezed out a pee like a 1 minute ago.
You can't push it. Don't push it. And don't sit on cold rocks.
Don't go chase the waterfall.
Don't eat bananas.
And careful with the bananas, I guess.
And try not to.
I don't know what that was.
Try not to kill.
Fuck up in that picture.
Try not to kill your mom.
Yeah.
With cancer. Just do better.
Speaking of which, how your mom's titties doing?
My mom's titties are bouncing and they're still chilling. She just turned 80. So.
Hag. Upper 60s.
You got to take a good look. I'll send you a pic.
Oh. Yeah. Thanks.
She would have no problem showing you.
That was kind of my issue, is my mom was in that ballpark, and it was like, at this point, do you fight that? You know what I mean? Or do you just go? But I had an uncle that died of cancer, and it's not a wonderful way to go. So the answer is basically you try and fight it if you can. So, yeah, it was a good prognosis, but it's like you can't stop, you know, all that shit. You just can do the best you can. Anyway, the rest of her email, because she had some other shit in here. She says, I graduated college a year ago and have been job hunting ever since, which she said. She said, I work, but this part was also new. I worked at a flower farm, an ice skate rink, and even a fancy pants country club where I cleaned bathrooms and folded laundry. Where's my fucking,
See, the degree, that's what the degree gets you.
See, that's like, around here, they've laid off like all these engineers and shit. I was looking for.
Well, hello, Mr. Fancy Pants.
Like, you've got people that worked for like, high-end jobs in like Google and Apple and all these places that are like driving Ubers and shit because they've gotten laid off and like, there's nothing. So it's kind of a weird time right now. She says, I would like to work an animal job, but I need something that pays enough to help me with student loan shit. My favorite animals are horses, cows, and dogs. Love those guys. Hope this mess. I don't know why that makes me laugh. My favorite animals are horses, cows, and dogs. Love those guys. Hope this message finds you well. Also, someone send me an invite to the Discord server. My fucking Discord account got hacked in July 2024, and I'm still sad about it. Fuck.
Fuck!
So someone send her a message. Send her an invite to the Discord server, Mouth900.
Please. Okay.
You got that? I'll do that. You on that?
Yep.
Okay. And the second call, last call, is this one. Who is also someone you'll recognize. Who actually, person that I'm about to mention, take this as a compliment if you want, but they said, I want to get this person in the chat room. Turdat said that when we were out to drinks the other night. Like, he was like, I want Joe Boo in the chat room. I want this person in the chat room. Like, I want to be in the chat room. When he was trying to sell me on, like, we got to do a show. So here he is. Not in the chat room, but in a call.
Hey, Van Chat, this is Doofus. I'm just calling because I'm craving to hear the old Turd Hat, Lothar, intro song. It's been a long time. And I also just wanted to say hi, and I recorded this so I wouldn't say anything stupid. But then again, I sent you a lot of Fred Pissmeyer calls in the past, so there's no guarantees. But I also just wanted to put in perspective that when I started listening to you guys, my son was 9, and he turned 24 this year, and he does IT tech support for Space Force right now. So we got a doofus in Space Force. What were the odds of that? Have a great show.
I don't really know why, but that makes perfect sense to me in some weird way. Like, Doofus' son is doing IT for Space Force.
Pretty good.
Which I know is an important thing. I'm not, you know, saying it's not.
I never understood why we didn't have, like, a cyber force.
I mean, that's kind of what they are, right?
But, I mean, like, its own thing, like, because, you know, each of the Army, Navy, all of those guys have tech people. Why didn't we just create a cyber force?
Cyber. I mean, that's force. How we get
attacked more often than anything nowadays. So.
It is. Like, North Korea straight up has a cyber force, even though they don't say they do. Like, they're China, cyber force. Like, they got a cyber force. That's got to be what Space Force is. Because it's not like Space Force is a bunch of space marines flying around in their spaceships, you know, doing space laps around the space moon. It's fucking Space Force. And not only Space Force, but IT for Space Force. Like, real deal shit. Doofus also said, I talked to Zum and he said he might call in, but he didn't, if he didn't get around to it, that I should say hi for him. Thanks. And then he says, John Monin, you can say my real name. I even dare you to. John Monin.
All right.
Don't say it 3 times.
Well, he'll show up. He literally signed his fucking thing. Yeah.
I knew his name was John. I didn't know his last.
What did I say?
My name's Eric. You know that?
I know your name.
I saw him on, he posted on Twitter when we talked about this, about him, now I'm like mixing meetups together. Whatever one that he ate all the weed cookies at. Were you talking to him, Brent, or somebody?
Cincinnati.
Yeah. I don't know why I'm confusing that with Boston, but, he brought that up. He's like, yeah, I don't really drink anymore, this and this. And it's like, and there was a little discussion about how he fucking found the weed cookies there and just started gobbling them down like a cookie monster. And I caught him in the hallway with a Tupperware container full of weed cookies with like cookie smeared all over his face and crumbs all over his chest. Like, he's just eating them. And I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, what are you, you know, and he's just gobbling weed cookies. I took him away and I almost wanted to smack him in the face. And then like an hour later, he's throwing up or whatever.
Yeah.
And that was when he's in the booth. This part came up too. He's in the booth and I'm yelling at Zum. I'm like, you gotta get out. Like, get out of there. Cause like we had to, you know, I'm like, he's going to throw up. He's, I think I'm going to throw up. And Zum just looks at me. He's like, it's too late, bro. It's too late. Too late. And then immediately Doofus just starts vomiting all over his shirt, all over the floor, like in the middle of a fucking bar/restaurant that we have like 20 some odd people hanging out in. I'm like, oh my God. I'm like five feet away from him. Yeah. It was a fucking very nice place. And I'm like, kitty corner, like across looking at him with all of these people. And I'm like one of the first people to just see him have this like fountain of barf just like spilling down his front. of like the 100 weed cookies that he ate an hour ago. Like, I caught him, you know what I mean? Like, who is that fucked up where it's like their first thought is, I guess I better eat all the weed cookies. Like, I better, knowing that that's what they are, not on accident, on purpose. And then, fucking, Tempe, Reggie's brother, whose real name escapes me for some reason at the moment.
Jonathan.
Who had just met us at that meetup, is the guy that goes and gets the fucking bucket and mop and cleans up the barf. Like, the guy that doesn't know us is like, I'm going to be this guy. Like, I'm going to fix it and I'll be the guy. And then I don't even remember how that got handled with, like, who took him home or whatever. But, my God. Oh, the humanity. It was like watching a fucking Zeppelin explode. Like, in real time, you're just watching it. I'm like, Zom, get out of there! Zom's like, it's too late.
It's too late, bro.
It's too late, bro.
He wasn't doing so good himself.
No, but he looked at me like his own face, like covered in sweat, you know, like he's sweaty and just like, it's too late. It's too late, bro. And I'm just like, you have to get out. The Chorzon says that was a great night. Yeah, it was a great night. And that was the, you guys recorded a Cinema Chat podcast there and Doofus was in the room and just would not shut
not stop that.
Up. And everyone was yelling at him. I love you, Doofus. So I'm just, you know, that conversation came up on Twitter when the other day. That was not
he your, brought it up.
Yeah, I was just saying, not your greatest moment. Also, congratulations to Zum, who got engaged, from what I know, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Seems to be pretty happy. Good for him.
Yeah. And I bet
he doesn't have any fucked up hobbies, Dawson.
Yeah, probably not. He goes to church, I think. Elden wrecked Secret Santa.
Elden, you know,
way
I
to go, Elden.
Elden no, ruined no. Christmas this year.
No, no. Well, there is this, because before Christmas, I hadn't talked to him in forever. But I knew that I was fucked up and I messaged him and said, look, something to the effect of like, if there's Secret Santa this year, I'm not, keep me out. Like, I don't want to, I'm not in. Now, I don't know if doing that caused him to just not do it, but I wanted to make it clear, like, I was not in the headspace to, you know, there's no joy in, what do they call that in the Grinch? No joy in whatever. No joy in Whoville, I think. Okay. Yeah. Yep. So I was like not in the headspace for quite a while, including around Christmas time. I'm like, I don't want to deal with this. So I don't know if that's on me or not, but whatever.
Well, he tweeted out that he failed.
Oh, he did.
He didn't
okay.
open Twitter for an extended period of time.
Okay.
So.
Okay. I just wanted to make it known that I DM'd him, like, if there's something going on, I don't want a part of it this year. So, no, anyway.
Elden sucks.
Well,
Elden's terrible.
Let's just blame throw Elden on that one. We'll just all agree to blame throw Elden. Anyway, I was going to say, Zum, as far as I know, still is...
Hello, I'm from London, England.
In the London area.
Sure.
Yeah. It's I have little elves that tell me what's going on with him. I don't keep track, but certain people keep track. So that's how I know. So congratulations. His girlfriend's cute, like pretty, you know. I was gonna say cute and then I upped it to pretty. I didn't want to like, you know, I don't want to be inappropriate, but she's pretty. Okay, well, let's do an outro and play the outro song. And then we'll just see what happens, right?
Sounds good.
bedtime for me.
Yeah. So let's.
Same.
It's weird doing this again and weird schedules and things.
See what happens?
Thanks for tuning in to Vent Chat. If you'd like to get in touch with us, you'll find us all on Twitter. Finn is at Vent Chat. Esta is at VentChat_Esta. Sauce will be
Overdose of Sauce.
Dawson will be at Andy_Dawson. And I will be at X_Malcolm. Turdhat's still around, and he may be at Turdhat 2.
No.
Send us some actual mail at P.O. Box 6654, Concord, California, 94520. And send any emails that you have to ventchat@gmail.com or call us on Skype at 925-246-2428. That's 925-246-CHAT. As in Vent Chat. Chat with us. We'll see you next time.
It was just made known to me that I didn't play the Turd Out with a T thing. BGO let me know, so I'm gonna hit that quick.
Turd Hat, Lothar, Turd Out with a T. Turd Hat, Lothar, Turd Out with a T.
You don't even know what time it is. Just stick it up your ass. I'm gonna punch this out. I was done anyway.
I got nothing really. You're gonna have to edit this.
Turdat is Calgon Randy on Twitter, although he said he deleted it from his phone, so I don't know. I'll check that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's nothing. It's not like an Elon thing. It's not useful anymore.
What about Blue Sky? I was gonna say I'm on Blue Sky. I'm Vent Chat on there because BGO says everybody.
I'm on there. I get notification if someone shoots me something there.
BGO says everybody get off Twitter and go to Blue Sky. He's on Blue Sky. I mean, I'm technically on both. I'm not active on either. I mean, who knows?
Blue Sky.
Maybe I'll be more active, you know, in the near future. And then, Urchorizon says it because it was the same meetup. Don't forget Milliamp taking a picture of my ass and putting it on Josh's phone. Just joshing. Phone.
That's right.
There were shenanigans going on that night. I am not privy to all everything.
It was a good night. It was.
Yeah, it was a great night.
There's a lot of stories from that night.
Guilty is charged with the stories on that night. There was a lot of stories that night. A lot of unanswered questions. A lot of stories. So,
guilty is charged with the stories.
Okay, probably nothing you want to tell me about this song, right? Or,
you know, it's been a year, and I got to tell you, Jamendo has not gotten better.
It took Brent an entire year to find a song good enough to play you for the outro.
I found good songs, and you know, I would check every time I found one that was kind of good, and we had already used it. So I did that probably 6 times. I was like, oh, this is kind of good. And then I would check, and
you check it against
the
database, and it's like, nope, use that one in 2017 or whatever.
Yep. So,
I mean, you can spread your wings past Jamendo. It's just Jamendo was an initial.
You know,
that would take a lot of effort.
I waited too long, frankly.
Yeah.
But I did spend like an hour today trying to do this.
Sometimes, when Turdat and I went out, I think I mentioned this to somebody. Maybe, I think it was Esta. When Turdat and I went out and he was saying, like, we got to do a show, you know, I at that point, I had a couple pops in me. Couple of, some, you know, grandpa's old cough medicine or whatever you want to call it.
Mm-hmm.
It was glasses of vodka. Big ones.
You know what? It was martinis, but that's funny because there really isn't. That's all it is. Like, there's maybe a touch of vermouth.
Nothing else. A drop.
A drop of vermouth of vodka. And an olive, and they shake it in ice and then you're supposed to believe it's something else, but it's really just vodka. And it sounded like a great idea at that time. And then like the next day and the day after that, I was like, that's a terrible idea. Like, what the fuck was I thinking? I don't want to do a show. I mean, I'm glad we did. But for a hot minute, I was just like, because I, you know, I've been going back and forth with like being all up in my grief and my own shit, you know, and like,
yeah,
thoughts in between that day and now, which is like almost 2 weeks ago, where I'm just like, how am I going to do this? I'm not happy. I don't feel like talking to people. Someone's pouring a glass of vodka, right? Meow.
Actually, no. Yes. You know what that is? I have a hydrogen water generator. I forgot to mention it. It's a similar thing as these grounding shoes. It puts hydrogen in my water, and I drink it, and I have hydrogenated water. Look up Gary Brecka on hydrogen water. I drink it like 4 times a day.
Oh, God.
Is that a Kangen machine?
It actually it splits molecules and adds hydrogen to my water.
You know, there's... There. Should I even bother?
Just play the song. I'll see you guys later, though. I'm going to bounce out on the song.
H3O. Good to
see from you. If I'm going to come back on, I need hard cash, though. So talk.
All right. That's a stretch. That's going to be a stretch. All right, Turdette.
Let's see you later.
Good night.
We'll play the outro song and do the... Who wants to tell them that there's already hydrogen molecules in the... I mean, I don't...
That's it.
There's a whole... It's
just, like, hydrogen gas just, like, bubbling in it? Is that what it is?
I don't know.
Like, instead of using carbon dioxide, you bubble it with hydrogen?
Well, first of all...
Whatever.
That, like, I'm assuming that that's safe because hydrogen is flammable and it's whatever. Like, you can run your car on hydrogen. People do run cars on hydrogen. I don't know. That's why it blew up. And then the second thing is like, look up this guy and whatever. And it's like tangible benefits of that. I don't know. I love you, Turd Hat, but. When you try and put your pussy on a pedestal and tell everybody else that they're fucked up and you're drinking hydrogen water and wearing your grounding shoes and shit, you know, like I got it. He doesn't usually bring that around me. The fucking grounding shoes. Like that didn't come up when we hung out the other day. One time astronomy came up and I'm like, don't.
He didn't want to tell us either. It was Stormy was like, tell him about your shoes.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And he's like, I got this copper rod in my bottom.
Is she saying that, like, tell him about, you know, like the great thing you found? Or is she like,
no.
Tell him about
them.
She's like, tell them about them. She was like, shoes. This is dumb. Yeah.
They were ugly.
I told him not to.
Thank God she's got a brain in her head.
Well, one of them has to.
I mean, she's smart, and thank God
he's got all that space up there.
That is. Wait.
I wonder, like, yeah, that's only
extra
the
extra large pants, Brent. But
that's only the shit he tells us. Like, what is he not telling us? Hydrogen water and shit, and he barely got the hydrogen water thing out. Like 3 hours and change in, he gets the hydrogen water thing out. He's not like opening with grounding shoes and hydrogen water. Like he's... And whatever. So this is X Miranda. I'm assuming is the name of the group. And Tell the Time is the name of the song. I'm assuming that that's the case.
Oh, this is Lynn Manuel.
Yeah, in the email.
Lynn Manuel.
X Miranda.
Yeah. X Lin Manuel. X Miranda. Okay, we'll catch you on the flip side and we're out. Ooh, oh, 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 oh.
I'm not the type to make the first grand move. Toss the bait, then I wait for bites. Pescatarian, I pause the pace. I'm domestic Miriam in the broad displays. Draws I take like the gun blue blast. Scenario set, if you ain't got a clue, ass. I'm everywhere, fly your aerial jet. Body bare in the flesh, then let your tongue do the task. Clock's ticking, boy, you better be a G. If you gon' want your body on me, ooh. Are you timid or just gentlemanly? What? Either way, you got a minute till you're sleeping lonely.
Tell the time, feel my body. These hands, they do not lie. Tell the time, feel my body. Someone and something's on my mind.
Okay, quick if you wanna lift a hem and they hit those bases with a hip rotation. Pick location, drive up to my ends or the hotel suite. Leave the phone, start a beep and buzz before you hold L's. No longer repeat the hugs, kisses and touches, lips licked and luscious, wish list and bucket. Both of those you want, postpone, I'm gone. Clock's ticking, boy, you better be a G. If you gon' want your body on me, ooh. Are you timid or just gentlemanly? What? Either way, you got a minute till you're sleeping lonely.
Tell the time, feel my body. These hands, they do not lie. Tell the time, feel my body. Someone and something's on my mind.
BGS says it's basic bitch o'clock. I was laughing because there's a song by Estelle who was from London, England, or I guess, that Kanye was on a million years ago. I mean, like 15 years ago. And it's got the exact same beat as that in my head. And I don't know how I was able to pull that, but I did. And I'm wondering if I can play a tiny clip of it and play a tiny clip of this and get there. You know what I mean? Wonder if it'll work. So I'm going to get...
Then I wait for bites. Pescatarian.
Let me get this.
I'm not the type.
Okay. And then I don't know how this song starts. And I can't play much of this because this is not... This is not on the up and up, you know, like, oh, whatever.
You just take it out.
I'm not taking. You think I'm going to? I'll just play a little bit, but let me see if I can get to the right spot.
Tell them put the money in my hand right now. Got a promoter, we need more seats. We just sold out all the floor seats.
Take me on a trip, I'd like to go someday. Take me to New York, I'd love to see.
Make the first grand move, toss the bait, then I wait for bites. Pescatarian, I pause the pace. I'm domestic Miriam in the broad displays. Draws a tape like the gun blue blast. Scenario set if you ain't got a clue, ass.
You feel that?
It's close. It's close.
I'm liking this American. Trying to get like the way he's speaking.
Trying to get the knot. I don't know. Just one more second. Like to go someday. All I seem to get is the chorus. I'm trying to get a not chorus for 2 seconds. Let's go on subway. Take me to your hood. I've never been to Brooklyn and I'd like to see what's good. I'm everywhere. It's pretty basic. Body bare in the flesh. Then let your tongue do the task. I mean, it's... You better be a G. It's the same fucking... beat it's everything pretty, it's pretty fucking yeah, it dead but, on
it's a pretty basic beat too,
I suppose though. Yeah, I mean, but the one that Estelle did was a hit, and I guarantee you this came after that, and it's whatever. You're right though, it's basic bitch o'clock. Anyway, that one happened to have Kanye in it, the Estelle one, and then Kanye went on a fucking tear this week. Dawson's- with like nutso shit.
Dawson said this was the best we could find. Yes, this was the best we could find. Yes.
Hey man,
I tried listen, a couple of real art musicians, but I was too late. I didn't have enough time.
Sauce,
I mean, I could have tried.
Are you, if you're going to bed, good night. I don't know if you're still on here. He just said I got to go to sleep.
It's past my bed. Muted. Okay. Yeah, I need to. I've been walking around for the last 40 minutes. So that week.
Well, thanks, and we'll.
Gladys, I don't know if we'll be here next week. Gladys says I got you all next week.
Yeah, yeah.
We haven't decided what the future holds yet.
We don't know. Yeah, we did one. I'm gonna do one, and then we'll see. You know, we'll figure it out.
Sorry,
I can pretty much guarantee you it's not gonna be every week.
No, we can't do it every week, or not at least in the same way. Like, you know, different day, less time, something different, maybe something, but like not. Night sauce.
Night sauce.
Thanks for coming on. Good to talk to you, man. Been too long.
Yeah, miss you guys. Bye. Love you all. Yeah. You too, Andy.
I love you, Sauce.
Good luck tomorrow.
We'll talk tomorrow, yeah.
Yeah, buddy. I can't wait for tomorrow night.
Are any of you guys, I don't think I ever talked to any of you guys about, like, are you doing anything or having any good food or anything like that?
No.
And are you smoking anything?
Highly unlikely. We've had my kids sick. No, I'm getting sick. I can tell I'm getting sick.
Mm.
My dog's got diabetes, so it's been. And I haven't like been sleeping.
We didn't even talk about that either. Like Andy just found out his dog's got the diabetes.
Not a big deal. I mean, it is, but he's gonna die. But yeah, he's been getting up like 4 or 5 times. Like last night, it was every single hour I had to let him out to take a piss.
That sucks.
Yeah. So like, and tonight I've had to go. Oh, no, this call for 4 hours, 3 times. I've had to go let him out. But
I mean,
he's getting older.
It's tough, dude. My dog has a few issues as well. But I thought, and you probably did too. Like, in the grand scheme of things, of all the problems that needed to be addressed tonight, it's not top billing. Like,
nah, dude, talking about my dog, like,
right, right, yeah. It's like, I mean, you can't, like, I know you wouldn't do that or wouldn't think of doing that, but it's not like you can roll in and I'm like, well, my mom had this real long struggle with cancer and this, and she died during the meetup. Well, and then Andy's like,
diabetes.
Yeah, well, you think you got problems. My dog's got diabetes. And it's like, yeah.
Yeah, you know what? My dog is expected to live 12 to 15 years, and he's 12 years old, so, you know, my dog's got diabetes, Fen.
It's tough, yeah.
He's probably going to die in 3 years.
You know what? Things are tough all over, bro. It's tough for everybody right now.
Yeah. Hard out here, Fen.
We all got our ups and downs here.
That's okay, right.
Fen, let's not make it all about you.
We're kind of in the same boat, I would say. Like, roughly this.
Yeah.
Fairly equivalent, to the same
thing. Basically the same.
Yeah.
Age of Duper, it's called it's called diabetes mellitus, which is a similar to type 1 in people. So I don't. That's how they explain it to me. It's similar to people. I got to give them three
shots.
I got to give him a shot. I shot every 12 hours after, like, when he's eating.
Just how
like
has that people, been going, so. By the way?
Every day. Wow.
Every day. Yeah, every 12. He's got to go piss now. Speak of the devil. It's been fine.
I mean, how has the dog been handling the shot? Okay.
Yeah, it's no big deal.
Surprisingly, I'm coming, Yeah, go ahead. But surprisingly, dogs have been good.
He's on his phone.
Are better with shots than you would think a lot of times. Like, I bet you give it to him between the shoulder blades or whatever. Go ahead and take your dog out.
Just grab
Yeah.
I mean, I'm on my headphones now. I'm outside. Oh,
okay, good.
In the freezing
good.
Cold.
But
yeah.
Like, I've been surprised at how well my dog, I don't have to give my dog shots, but like whenever I've taken him in for shots, it's like he doesn't even notice, you know? Like they give him shots with the little shoulder blade thing, and I'm just like, oh, here comes like a yelp or something, and he's just like, huh? And not even tripping at all.
Yeah.
That sucks. I mean, it sucks. Like, I know eventually something's going to get my dog. And honestly, like, with what I've been dealing with, I've just been like, please don't let it be now. Like, I just was like,
right.
It just would have been like a club over my head after all the shit. Especially, you know, being solo. Like, if I had family and stuff, or I was living with like a wife and some kids or something. And I don't regret, like, I'm generally happy being alone, but it's tough, like, after that to, you know, if your dog goes, then you're just like, fuck. You know, yeah, life is not.
It's a lot to deal with.
Yeah. Like, life dealing you another blow would be tough.
Yeah, it's not never fun.
BGO says, Fan, I love you, bro. I love you too. Thank you. No lie, BGO, there never was a point where I was like, the darkness is going to take over, but it was pretty dark. I mean, I don't want to say there was never a time where I was like, this is it. I don't want to give anybody that impression, but for the most of that time since she had passed, it was just like, the thought of even talking to you guys was just not even in the cards, mm-hmm. You know? Not you guys. I mean, you guys in the chat room and out there. I've been talking to these guys the whole time, pretty much.
For the most part.
Yeah, I took a few. There's some gap. I took a gap month or something.
We were on a break.
Yeah, but that's when I got a couple hot texts that were like, hey, bro. Oh, you are on your headphones.
Are you peeing?
Oh, whoops.
I don't think you're going to hear this. I don't think you'll hear the sound of that with the, I don't think you hear the sound of that with the audio processing, but Andy's got a pretty healthy stream. Maybe you will.
And I'm Ron Burgundy. Go fuck yourself, San Diego.
Chat room, it's good to see everybody. It's good to talk to everybody and good to be around again. I did miss it and doing a show and all that stuff. And we're not like going to be back to weekly shows or anything right away, but we'll see what happens. I mean, all of us are going to talk about what we want to do. And, you know, there's nothing for certain at all. Other than we're all here tonight to just kind of say what's up and hang out for a while. And we'll do it again. This isn't like the last one. That's all.
Well, not Brent. He's done.
Cinema chat's ending. That's
that's
kind of big news.
That's happening.
We should do one that day. We should do a show then.
Is Rob?
Hell yeah. We'll actually review a movie.
Pull audience from them? Like,
all of them.
Be like, do it at the same time. Dude, we're going to turn on cameras and show our dicks on our show. Come over here.